You're going to rip potato chip.
Rip potato chips. Oh, yeah, baby.
Every time we start recording, you're fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Your sense.
Oh, you mean my,
the way you seem, you change, like you flip right when I hit the button to start.
I have to.
You immediately change.
Get the people.
I can tell immediately. Before I hit the button to start, you're like one way, and then I immediately notice the difference in your fucking tone and everything just flips to like on-air personality, fucking weirdo.
I have to.
You don't have to.
I have to give people what they want.
You can just stay authentic.
I am authentic to the people.
It's still just us here.
No, it's not.
This is...
No, there's a third person. It's just not there.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I hit the button and after I hit the button... The same two humans are sitting here.
You know, it's really funny is I can just move over there and just, I could like act like you're interviewing two people.
You can't.
I can do that one and this one at the same time. It'd be so random.
It's muted.
Well, anyways.
It is muted.
Welcome back, folks. We are back from our vacation that we've had. It was very exciting and thrilling. Obviously
thrilling.
Yeah, thrilling.
It was thrilling.
I think there was some parts in there that were thrilling.
You were genuinely thrilled?
I was thrilled to come back home.
That's lame. Well, no. What were the you have to say what the thrilling parts of being there.
Oh, the thrilling parts?
I just want to just quickly mention that yesterday?
I don't know.
I got home, I put on our podcast from last week and just had it playing as I fell asleep. For an hour. I got home last night.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. I was also hella tired last night too. Not just from the vacation, but I drove a lot yesterday. I came home, got home at like 9:30, and I went immediately, got my pajamas on, lay down in bed, put the covers over me, and like slept for an hour till 10:30, listening to our last podcast episode.
Oh, nice.
I woke up at an hour later.
And it's still
then
going.
I brushed my teeth, and then it was still going. And then I brushed my teeth, and then I like, close up the house and turn off all lights, and then I went to bed for real. Like, fuck, man. But what I wanted to say is, Ninja Launch. The beginning. I'll do it.
Do it. Do it. Ninja Launch.
We hot.
Welcome.
I have to recap. This is what I'm doing, folks.
Welcome to the Ninja Launch
before we start the actual episode.
Podcast.
Last time on There's No Audience.
We're the Ninja Launch podcast now. We're taking over.
Podcast?
We're the Ninja Pon.
Ninja Launch Podcast.
It's Grey Poupon.
Oh, fuck. Yo, we started with Grey Poupon.
Remember that Grey Poupon?
Yeah, fuck. So a little bit later, after we talked about Grey Poupon, we just talked about how we were going to lie to people and pretend that we went to Austin.
Yeah. We did
Texas, but we didn't.
I think we persuaded them pretty well.
This is the real return.
No. We've been back for 2 weeks.
1 week?
Shh.
2 weeks. A week and a half?
We've been back for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Then why didn't we talk about it last episode?
Because we were rambling around Grey Poupon. Duh.
We were at the Grey Poupon facility.
Yeah.
At the factory on a
tour. I don't even know where Grey Poupon is located.
I don't want to talk about Grey Poupon anymore. Yeah.
But it was fun.
What part thrilled
this,
you?
This is the actual recap of our vacation.
You said you were thrilled. What part of the trip were you genuinely thrilled by? Which part took your breath away? That's actually not necessarily true.
No.
Your breath away.
I think...
Away. Is that a song, Take My Breath Away?
Take my breath away.
Oh, that's a Top Gun song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
What was your highlight, top one highlight?
If I had to recap everything... Yeah.
This one?
Just keep it. I think...
Why you talk?
Just keep it.
Okay. It's a good thing we're not monetized. Copyright.
The F1 race was...
This is why we can't post on YouTube. Because I play shit like this.
I mean, we can. We'll just get taken down.
I don't want episodes just taken off. It's stupid. Go ahead.
The F1 race was really awesome. But... Like, overall, the experience inside the race...
Track?
Track.
facilities.
COTA. Inside COTA.
Inside the fence.
Inside.
That's what we'll call it. Into the fence.
Yeah.
Inside versus outside the fence.
Yeah, yeah. So inside the fence was awesome. The atmosphere. There's a lot of people. You feel like you're at like an amusement park.
What's the word? Not celebration. A festival. Like a big like festival. Like
yeah.
Some type of deal.
Yeah. So it was really awesome. The atmosphere was dope as hell.
Did it take your breath away?
Yes, this song is helping out all of it. But the experience of watching the race live...
That's what took your breath away?
Yes. And also when the TV that it was across from us started working.
The moment it turned on, your breath stopped.
Yeah. Actually...
Before it turned on, you were breathing. And the moment the TV turned on, it took Terry's breath away.
But there
was the moment.
So where we were sitting, there was a gigantic screen in front of us.
Whoa. Gigantic is a bit of an overstatement. A decent sized screen. Let's just say if it was gigantic, I would not have had to use binoculars to see the order of the drivers.
You just have bad eyesight.
No. Nobody can read that fucking... The print is too small.
It is pretty small.
You know what they needed?
What's that?
Like a separate big ass like board. With huge letters, where like 1 through 20, not right across from us.
Not right across from us, but they do.
Need that so that we can see the order.
It's actually at the start straight, and it's a tower.
Oh, yeah,
it's a tower. Great. That says like Max or says Verstappen.
Speaking of things that are too far away for me to see, start stop straight was too far away.
We were there the first day. We pretty much like skipped a bunch of stuff and not.
Are we gonna only summarize the race days? Or are we gonna start from the whole trip?
Are we going to start from the beginning?
I don't know. You're right on to fucking Friday.
I don't know. Just you can interject any of these videos at any moment in time because I think that's how we should do it now. So just interject
them. I
think
we should go chronological.
Chronological?
Let's do it.
We should start with the trip notes. Oh, yeah. We took trip notes.
We should start from Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday morning.
We should start on Wednesday morning.
Oh, sorry.
What'd you do Wednesday morning? What time did you wake up? What'd you have for breakfast? What'd you take? Did you take a shit or not? You were full of poop on the flight?
No, so...
Wait, you were next to our homeboy on the flight, you were full of shit that whole time? You fucking dirty boy.
I actually didn't take a shit that morning.
I know. You just said that.
I did?
You shat when we got to the hotel, didn't you?
I don't recall saying anything about me taking a shit.
Did you shit Wednesday morning or not? Before the flight?
No.
At home?
No.
Did you shit in San Antonio once we got to the hotel?
Wait, no, I did take a
shit. You did shit at San Antonio when we got to the hotel, remember?
I did take a shit.
It was a night shit.
I tried my bidet and it did not work.
Right when we got to the hotel in San Antonio, you took a night shit.
I took a night, yeah, I tried it.
And it sounded like he was peeing like a girl. It sounded like he was sitting down and pissing like a girl on the toilet in San Antonio.
It did not, obviously,
I don't know why this song is still going. I completely forgot.
I did a practice a little bit, but... It did not work as well as I thought it was going
to
work.
You need to practice using it?
I need to practice.
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't think it gives you enough.
I think it's a janky fucking gimmick.
It probably might be.
You know what you need to do?
What's that?
Bring a full-size one and strap it to the toilet.
Bring
a big luggage with all the tools and the unit so you can fix it to the toilet everywhere you go.
That's a lot.
But you have to put it on and take it off as you leave.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Huh?
Because I don't think they have the knob where you can turn the water off.
Oh yeah, that's probably true.
And I need
you can't control the water from the hotel room. That's probably true. So you just have to be stuck with wiping your ass like a normal human.
I think if I'm going to start doing that, I think I might just bring like wipes. To be honest,
don't flush wipes in a hotel bathroom. You should never flush wipes. Actually, by the way, they're not good. Even though they say they're flushable, they're not. They fuck up your system.
Because they're thicker.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's all a gimmick and fucking bullshit. Don't use them. Wipe your ass and then just shower afterwards. Like shit. Like whether you're showering in the evening or the morning on a vacation.
Yeah.
Just whenever you're shitting. Like for you, it was in the evenings, it seemed like.
Most of the time, yes.
Shit and then shower at night before you go to bed and then you'll be clean and you'll be bidet'd by the shower.
No, the morning started off as me getting roasted because I was meeting Mike.
So we woke up Wednesday morning and we were meeting up.
We don't need a play by play.
Yes, we do.
We can just talk about the whole day and like
I am.
Oh, like from Wednesday morning until we came back. This is what we're gonna do. Chronological order.
We woke up, met up at my mom's house so my brother could pick us up and drive us to the airport. So
I'm driving to his mom's house, and I'm going down the road or whatever, and there's a fucking
her street.
Her street. My bad.
The road.
And there's a garbage truck.
Stop. I love how we have this long ass trip and we're just focused on like my mom's street and all the bullshit. All right, it's great.
But you said you wanted to go in chronological order.
You're right. This is what you said. You're correct.
This is what we're gonna do.
Okay. You're right.
So I'm driving down. So we're supposed to meet at his mom's house at like 6:30 ish.
No. I said we were gonna leave my mom's house at 6:45. That was the only requirement.
You said bye, but anyways. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I said I would be there by 6:30, and I did make it by 6:30.
Great.
But what happened was is that...
And that was voluntary by his part.
Yes.
I never said he had to do that.
No,
he
I
wanted
just did
to
it.
And did it.
I did it because
to make sure he was there on
yes.
time.
And because sometimes I'm late.
Yes.
But what I'm driving down her street, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, like 6:25
the
in the
garbage
morning,
guy comes early on garbage day in my mom's neighborhood for
some
reason.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
So I just don't give a shit. And there's a car that's like parked. It looks like it's parked on the side of the road waiting for someone at the end of the driveway.
Yes.
Look at it. Send it to me.
No, you're so... you just blew your whole load.
That's all right.
Oh, gross. You just wasted that one.
Look at it. Send it to me.
So then... what I did was I drove off on the side to get past the...
Terry fucking yeeted past the fucking garage thing hella fast.
Yep. I was going like 10 miles an hour, 15
miles an
hour.
And he blew by my brother. And he was waiting patiently behind in his car, behind the garbage truck. He just blows right by my brother, who's coming nicely to pick us up and take us to the airport. Like an asshole, he just blows right by him.
I did not know that was his brother at all. And
which is fucking bullshit. Because he knows what... Greg's
I did
car
not know
like.
That was him.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I honestly did not know it was him.
Okay, that's bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
That's an indictment on you.
That's not an indictment on me.
You should know better.
I'm being impeached.
But please continue.
And so
impeached.
I'm being impeached. And so yeah. And then we meet up, and then I was called a psychopath,
which you are,
for cutting.
You were correctly called a psychopath.
Yeah, and. And then after all that debacle that happened, we drove to
debacle.
And I was the so when we started, I was the picture man.
I'm sorry?
Oh, the picture man. I was taking a bunch of pictures. I took a shit ton of pictures
of
the trip.
What?
The trip.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't like taking pictures because you like living
to be
the moment.
I like to be present.
Living this shit.
Living this shit with me.
So
go ahead. So we get to the airport.
We finally get to the airport. We jump out of the airport.
Terry
we
can't get out of the car.
I can. Yeah. So we're getting to arrivals.
Actually, I want to.
Okay, go ahead.
So when we like roll into the airport, like we're like fast boys. I'm a fast boy. Like when my mom picked us up, we were fast boys. We like yeet in that car, fucking drive.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a hot drop in the delivery.
Yeah, so wait, hold on.
I hop out like a fucking ninja. Terry's locked in the car in the back seat for like 20 seconds trying to get out as he's stuck in there blocking the whole road. Great. He has to get out of the car and come out and open your door for you.
So we're traveling with one backpack. So this is how we can just get in and out really fast.
Yes.
And we're driving up and it's slowing down, but we're telling him to slightly get over to just drop us off and we'll just jump
we're
out.
We're fast hot boys.
And so, yeah, we're fast. And so he stops. Mike just jumps out and he's gone.
Of course, because that's what you do.
I'm prepared to jump out as well. And then I go for the door and it just goes. I just go for
the handle.
I go for the handle and I'm like, what the fuck?
It doesn't open.
And then I hit the button. The latch to unlock the door.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing. I'm like, yo. And then Greg's just laughing the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, Greg, I think you have child lock on. He's like, shit. And then he has to like pull over a little bit and stop the car and then get me out and stuff like that. So yeah. that was the first moment of the trip. It was pretty funny. I thought, cause Mike's standing over off the side of the, on the sidewalk, just looking at us.
Because
like
we stopped before the drop off area even started. So I'm like walking along this little construction-y zone even to get to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So like Greg, he's parked way before.
Yeah,
the drop off area.
It was just super funny because he's just looking at me like I'm taking my time getting out of the car, but I could not get out of the car because there was child lock.
Yes.
Which I don't know why he has that on.
He has a child.
Yeah, but she can't reach it.
True, but I think it's probably a good idea to just, I don't know.
Because most of the time when babies sit in the back, well, I guess, is she facing forward now?
No.
Okay, still can't grab the fucking door
pretty
handle.
Pretty soon, she probably could. But anyway, we get into the airport.
Yeah, we get into the airport, we take a pee.
Because I was
empty out your
floating.
Water bottle.
I was so pissy after my Spindrift drink. I was so pissy.
And then we get in line for. Oh well, first of all, you're trying to find a stall so we can get like paper tickets, but we can't find one because
yeah, every fucking Alaska terminal was like all baggage drop. There was no like. Granted, we already checked in on the app, blah blah blah. But I like to have a paper boarding pass, and there was no terminal I could find that would print out a paper boarding pass for me.
Yeah.
So we're just like, fuck it, we'll just go and
so,
use
yeah.
our phone.
So we get into the line, we're just hanging out, and we get to security.
Security.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yes.
What is this one? Do I forget? What
huge one? Rain bomb.
That's not gonna work. Anyways,
we didn't have any rain bombs.
We almost did.
Nah. No, there's no rain bomb.
Actually,
it looked like there was going to be a
rain
bomb.
After we left San Antonio, after we left
Austin.
No, like Texas. After we left Texas.
Yeah.
Like 2 days later, it started raining in San Antonio.
Oh, really? Because
the hurricane came.
Did it actually rain there?
Yeah, it actually rained there.
Damn.
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge rain bombs.
But anyways.
Look at it! Send it to me!
They never send it to me.
So we get into, which I hate. TSA is a big scam. I think it's stupid.
You heard it here first on There's No Audience. TSA is a scam, says Terry Boy.
It's a fucking scam. TSA is stupid. It takes forever.
It's
people
a scam.
People are stupid, and they don't understand.
Well, stop.
Okay.
Most people, it's a scam. I agree 100%.
Shout out to the natural girls.
100%. I agree wholeheartedly. However, we, and when we travel, are basically as fucking high speed, low drag as it gets.
Yeah, we're like an F1 car.
We're basically as fast and like minimized as it gets. So you got to at least respect that everyone's going to be slower than us.
No, I get it.
Now, how much slower they are? That can be discussed. They are way too slow, but everyone's going to be slower.
Well, the thing is, it's like...
Because they're not hot boys.
Everybody knows when you go through TSA, you take off
Most people are dumb.
You're not wrong.
And are scatterbrained and aren't thinking about anything.
Correct.
They're just kind of wandering through life, stumbling around.
Like, when you get up there, there's three things you got to do. Maybe four things.
Get your bins.
You get your bins. You grab as many as bins that you need. You don't grab one by one.
You grab more than you need. And then if you have more than you need, you just give it to the person behind you.
But the issue is that I guess in C-Tech, it's a little different because you can just do it right there because they make it easier for you to do it. Because the bins are in front of you and you can just stand there putting the bins on there.
Yes.
But in some places, some people just stand next to the fucking bins where everybody's trying to get to a fucking bin because everybody's trying to do the same fucking thing. But you're sitting there taking off your shoes, your fucking jackets. Mm-hmm. And then some people don't understand and you have to take your jacket off.
That's a new thing.
The jackets?
In the past.
It's always been the same.
In the past, I always wore my hoodie through. But like this trip, they were like, take your hoodie off, take your jacket. I was like, what? It's clothing. I have to take my clothes off now?
Yeah.
You're going to be naked? What the fuck? You're already fucking touching my ball sack. Like, for fuck's sake.
Well, we haven't got there yet.
Well, fucking do it.
But yeah, people are fucking slow and they don't understand about what's going on. But me and Mike, we're just like, we just go fast.
They haven't used bins.
They haven't.
No.
They need to know how to use bins because they
haven't used bins.
But so like I'm preparing myself. I take off my jacket. I put it on I just holding on to it. I didn't take off my shoes until I got there. But me and Mike are fast. We just took off everything and just threw it in a bin and we're gone.
People who get to their bins and they're slowly taking off their shoes and whatever, and they're taking off their watch at the place where they need to be going fast. It's like, in line, you can take off the small things that you know you're going to have to take off anyway,
yeah,
and just like have them in your bag. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then you will already have them off you.
Yeah.
And then it's just the shoes.
Well, it's the same thing too.
At
it's
the
like
bins.
With people didn't understand electronics, like laptops, tablets, shit like that.
Yeah.
In your phone. It has to be in a separate bin.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. But everybody did not understand that. This dude had like two laptops and...
No, that was in Phoenix.
No, that was...
Wasn't that in Phoenix?
Yeah, it wasn't
in
Phoenix.
Had to go through security a second time.
No, he just like put his two laptops in one bin, and then the guy's like, he's like,
one laptop per bin.
Goes,
we got all machines, so it has to be one per bin.
Yeah. So, anyways, we get through. People are fucking slow. People don't understand. Actually, there was one person. There was a TSA person yelling at an old lady behind me because she didn't. She had her vest on, like a vest, like a.
Yeah, like the vest.
Like wearing a t-shirt and then you have like a little like wool vest on.
Yeah.
But she's like, you gotta take your jacket off. And the old lady's like looking around.
Like I don't have a jacket.
She's like, I don't have a jacket.
It's my vest.
And then she's like, you gotta take your jacket off. But anyways, while this is happening, Mike gets through the turns.
Did I go first?
You went first.
Yeah, dude, touch my dick.
So
I walk through. He goes, sir, you got to go back in the scanner. I'm like, why? He's like, there's a fucking problem. And I go back in. He's like, same thing. And then he gets out and says, you got a little something by your crotch. I was like, do you have any medical devices or fucking metal? And I'm like, no, bro. This is fucking security. I dropped that shit all off. He's like, all right, well, I got to fucking fill you up, brother. I'm like, all right, brother, let's do this. He's like, you want to go to a private room? And I'm like, nah, dude, we're doing this here. We're doing this now.
And then I was like this.
Look at it. Send it to me.
Yeah. And so he just, what's it called?
A pat down.
I've never had that before.
So pretty much a pat down is, if people don't know, is that he describes it as he's going to take his hand. He's going to use the backside of his hand.
Run it down your butt.
And he's going to touch your cheeks.
Your cheeks. And then on the front, he used the front of his hand.
Oh,
on
damn.
Me.
He's weird.
Yeah, on the back, he, like, grazed my butt. And on the front, he, like, full, like, went up and, like, right to under my ball sack.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm like, okay, brother, we're doing this.
But, yeah.
That's bullshit. What an invasion. Like, if I wasn't such, like, a person who is very comfortable with being touched.
Yeah.
That's fucked up that they do that to people. Imagine if you're someone who's very... kind of like shy and don't like, you don't want a stranger touching your private area.
Yeah. But like, that's why they give you the private room.
I get it. But still, that's a violation of your body. It still is.
Yeah.
Like I'm lucky that I'm kind of like,
whatever.
All right,
yeah.
I don't really care. Like I'm not precious about my body being touched and shit. But if you're someone who's very shy and like, kind of like, you know, that's fucked up.
Yeah. The thing is, it's kind of weird to me because I knew exactly why you got touched.
I still don't think we know 100%.
I do.
100%.
The drawstrings that were in your
Lululemon's. The caps at the end of the drawstrings.
Yep.
Are they metal?
They're not metal, but
they're like
it doesn't matter
dense
if it's
or something
if
it, like
if
that.
It's not metal.
It's just like hard plastic.
It's
though.
Just a, yeah.
But plastic shouldn't
but it's
be.
It's whatever it picks up because I got
the
touched.
Same thing on the way back.
I got touched. The same way on that. I got touched.
I also was touched.
I also got touched later.
I also was touched.
He told me to spread them more, and I was like, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. He goes, spread them. You're like,
yes.
Well, it's like, okay, yeah. We're going to segue like 50,000 years in the future, but I get fondled as well,
yeah.
But I don't spread my legs as much.
Hit it.
Because I didn't really care. And also, by the way, I woke up at 2:45 our time. 4:45 Texas time. Two hour difference.
Yeah, on the way back.
And so I'm not awake.
Jeez. We were accustomed to Texas time. It was 5:40. It was 4:45.
I didn't have any.
It was only three, you know, it was only 2:45 once we got back here and we're tired as fucking shit.
In Texas
it was 4:45.
I never got jet lag at all.
For fuck's sake. It was a 2-hour time difference. You do not get jet lag on such a small time difference.
You can.
You're a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Okay, continue.
What was I talking about?
So we get through security.
Oh, no, I was talking about being fondled. I didn't spread my legs enough, and so I had to spread them more. Because he's like, you got to spread them more. I was like, we got to spread them more?
Roger that, brother. Say no more, fam. We're going.
But we're spreading, doggy.
I got to spread more.
Same, he said like, the same exact thing. He's like,
how about you spread more, brother?
He did the same thing. He's like, you want a private room? I was like, no, dog. You're going to touch me right here.
Yeah. And then he gets done, and you're like, all right, your turn, brother.
Yeah.
Are we doing this? Or are we doing this?
Yeah. But we get through everything. Everything's fine. I'm laughing because Mike got fondled, and I watched him get fondled. And
I was just happy that Terry got fondled on my back because he was giving me shit for getting fondled on the way there.
Well, that was like the first thing on our trip notes that says Mike got fondled.
Yeah. He really like got into my balls.
Tell me more.
Like he went
Describe what he did. What I really want to know.
Their hands go way up and then like up basically just getting under the ball area.
Yeah, he's trying to touch your taint.
Basically
to
he was.
To see what's underneath
your taint.
To see
if he got anything like taped up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he tapped your ass a little bit. He spanked you.
He didn't even get in there.
He didn't like...
No. He just like grazed my cheeks.
He didn't
what if I had something
card.
In my ass crack? Hiding there. He wouldn't have caught
then
it.
Then on the little like prompt screen thing, it would say the red dot on your asshole.
It did. I think it had it on the front and the back. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Whatever. I'm over it. I'm done. SkyTrain. Oh, wait, no.
That's in Arizona.
What was in Seattle? We had food.
We just
decent
got
sandwich.
Decent breakfast.
Decent coffee.
My chai latte was
disgusting.
Terry
had the worst chai latte of his
life.
That
was the worst chai latte
They made
ever.
A good Americano there, I thought. Fairly good.
That's good to know.
Average, maybe.
Other than that, we got on the plane. And then while we're on
We talked about our homie boy.
Well,
you didn't write that down.
I didn't write that down, but...
Bumpy landing. Oh, man, that talked too much. Yeah, bumpy landing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
When we landed in Phoenix, we like slammed down onto the runway.
So yeah, we get on the plane.
Homeboy bought us
but
some
on
shit.
The on the plane, where there was this guy that was sitting next to me. And usually, when I sit next to people, I just want to throw on my headphones and watch a movie or listen to music, and I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, unless it's a cool guy.
Unless it's a cool guy.
Which
cool oh, we got the cool guy thing.
But here's a
cool guy.
Yeah, cool
his name
guy.
Was Troy.
Shout out Troy.
Dude, Wenatchee.
Dude bought a fucking old fashioned in a can and. For whatever reason, because he never drinks them. I don't know why.
Well, he says that...
He got it because we were talking about it.
Yeah, because it's like... Well, we described what an old-fashioned was to him, and then he's like, oh, that sounds kind of good.
He bought it.
And then he bought it?
He took one sip and was like, ugh. And then we drank it all.
Well, because he was saying that he doesn't like to drink whiskey because... Maybe something in the past.
His wife doesn't like him to do it.
Maybe.
Maybe he.
I don't know. His wife was drinking too.
Too much
so his wife was
oh,
drinking.
Oh, yeah. His wife was too, huh?
His wife was pounding them back.
What was she drinking?
She was drinking like wine. She was drinking.
That's
wine
right. They were both getting after it.
They're
why
both,
didn't we get after it?
I
it was
know.
The morning.
It was in
the
fucking morning.
I was trying to be responsible. I didn't buy a single alcoholic beverage on this trip on the airplane.
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
We got one free alcoholic beverage. We got the
I didn't
fucking,
buy a single one, though.
The old-fashioned that was on that plane was terrible. How it started was
Hey, I could have drinking multiple more of those bad boys.
Same.
I like whiskey.
But
the
thing was that the can that it came in was a shorty, and he was talking about a beer or something that came in like one of those short cans. It's like a short stubby can. Think of like...
He was talking about a beer that was like a hot boy, a beer that was like high percentage that you get in a little glass.
No, he was talking about it in a can as well.
Oh. Like at the store?
Think about if you got one of those mini like Sprite cans or Coke Zero cans. Those things. You know, like
yeah,
those small ones.
Yeah,
that we got
smaller
on the plane.
In diameter too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that little seltzer comes in.
But it's like it's a little bit fatter, but
it's like
shorter.
8 ounces.
It's like two inches.
Or
it's
like
2.5 inches tall.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was talking about it because he told me about his life, which was a little bit of his life. But he went to Wazoo. Go
Shout
Cougs.
Fuck the Cougs. We hate the Cougs.
I'm a Husky fan anyways.
I don't give a shit about any of that. I don't love anything or hate anything.
Anyways.
I just don't care.
But he's a doctor.
He's a doctor?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was a doctor.
Was?
Or still is.
Wow.
a doctor.
I couldn't hear most of the conversation because yeah, I was
in the bitch seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
book the flight next time you get the cool seat.
So he was a doctor and also a farmer at the same time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
like small town doctor / farmer, cool guy. I'm a cool guy.
So he was cool. He was a nice guy. We were talking most of the time. He was talking about his the reason why they were going to Arizona was his son was playing in baseball. This baseball
league.
Well, it was like they paid this 4-day weekend thing.
Baseball camp?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. But he was talking to me about it, and we were talking back and forth, just like shooting the shit and stuff. It was pretty good. He was a nice guy. But there was like a moment in me where I'm like, shut the fuck up so I can listen to him, like watch a movie, which was towards the end of the flight is when I stopped talking to him.
You put your headphones on after a while.
Yeah.
Once we got up into the air, you kind of put your headphones on.
It was like mid flight.
Yeah.
I mean, cause we talked all the way up until
we passed the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he started putting headphones in too. So that's when I knew I was like, all right, we need to stop talking to each other. I need some.
You can watch
here.
A movie anytime. You rarely get a cool person who like wants to chat about fun stuff.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. His name was Troy. Shout out Troy.
His family took our seats.
Oh yeah, yeah.
His wife and kids took the other side of the plane, the wrong side of the plane.
But I mean, either way, we would just sit next to that guy anyways. Same.
I know. I'm just saying it was funny because I'm like looking over there. I was like, hey, are these your seats? And she's like,
no.
She's like, I think so. And I was like, I think you're in our seats. You're supposed to be over there. And then I go, you want to trade?
Yeah.
And she go, I think she misinterpreted what I was saying because I went, you want to trade? And she's like, oh, yeah, you want us to get up and move over there? I was like, no. I mean, trade ticket seats because you're already sitting and we don't give a fuck. That's what I mean by trade.
Yeah. So that's how it all started, the talking. But he was a nice guy. And then when we're landing, the pilot just drops it hard.
It slammed onto the runway.
He slammed it so fucking hard. Yeah. It was just like a... You were bang. There, and it just goes.
Yeah, there is no delicate nature about that drop at all.
No.
Yeah.
And while we landed there, it was 103 degrees.
Shout out to Phoenix. Love Phoenix.
Dude, it was...
The air conditioning was nice in the airport.
The only...
Very, very good air conditioning.
Yes.
Except for our terminal.
Even in the plane that we had, it had really good AC.
Yeah.
The issue I thought was is when we came back from, I'm segueing, but when we came back from Houston to Washington, the AC fucking blew.
Really?
Like it was hot. I was burning up.
Oh, okay. I thought the worst flight / hottest flight was from Phoenix to San Antonio. That was the brutal flight for me.
Oh, I thought that was peachy.
No. The flight from Phoenix to San Antonio was hot as balls. That was the worst one.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're fucking wrong.
I was content.
Oh. Mm-mm. I was just sweating my dick off.
I think the flights are like pretty much. Yeah. So we get to Phoenix and then we have a 2-hour delay in which we just got food and
rode a SkyTrain and then had lunch.
The SkyTrain was stupid. Dude, that was a big airport.
Yeah. I was talking to my dad about that. Like how big.
Because
Phoenix
what we
was.
Had to do is we got off.
We were, but we, the reason it was is because we landed at some remote terminal. That's why we didn't land at the main terminal. That's why the train was so long to get to the main terminal. Yeah. But still the main terminal was pretty big.
Yeah. And so we were trying to figure out to get some food and then we got food somewhere and then we had to go through TSA again. And
which seemed weird to us.
Yeah.
But I think it was because it was that faraway terminal.
Yeah.
And they like somehow couldn't verify that you were still safe or something. There was like maybe another way to get in. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But we had to go through TSA again. Same concept as Seattle. People don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Bins.
But the weird funny thing is that you wore those same... You were wearing the same thing again.
They haven't
you
used bins.
And you went through the x-ray turnstile touchy thing fondle people part. Mm-hmm. But you never got called out for it.
That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit. It's all just made up. Like one of them they have to touch me, then the other one they don't. Like why?
I think it's
stupid.
What if it's
I think it's just a random search. They fucking wanted my dick. That dude saw me and was like, I'm gonna get that boy.
He's like, I wanna touch that
I'm
man.
Gonna get that boy.
He's like,
look at it, send it to me.
Yeah, he's like, send me that shit.
That's what he said. But yeah.
I
mean,
I have to pee really bad.
Oh my! I need a drink anyways.
I also need a new drink.
Oh my god!
You fucking bitch! Every time I try to take a slight break, you're oh my god! Sky Train, and we're live.
Aww.
Ninja launched on Terry again.
God damn it!
Yes.
Terry loves it.
Shotty, what that thing do?
They haven't used bins.
I'm going to isolate that. That's a longer clip.
Bins. Until now, city officials are starting to require.
I got to isolate the very beginning of that clip. You'll love to see it. What you drinking?
Spindrift and a real squeezed fruit.
Spindrift, sparkling water and real squeezed fruit, unsweetened.
Spindrift, real fruit, taste better. Sponsor.
Where did we leave out?
Fuck, I don't know.
The Sky Train?
Well, we were talking about the Sky Train, and then we had to go through TSA again.
Second time.
Yeah.
And then we had a flight to San Antonio from Phoenix.
The landing was a little bit better.
How was the flight on San Antonio? It was short.
It was short.
Like 1 hour, 50 minutes, something like that? Yeah,
it was not that long.
Yeah.
I was finishing watching...
We sat next to a random lady, Mexican lady.
Yeah. She didn't understand that she had to put her... Like
before, tray table up?
Before the takeoff, like usually if you have something on you, mm-hmm. like if you're holding a bag, they well, still you, want you to put it underneath yeah. the seat.
Unless it's a little like fanny pack.
Yeah, well, she didn't understand that part. Yeah. You took your shoes off a lot on the plane.
Yeah, I'm. Some people think that's really weird and gross, but because my backpack goes under the seat in front of me, sometimes I can't like stretch my legs out under there because the backpack's there.
Mm.
So instead, I'd like so I can fit my feet farther forward and be more comfortable. I have to take my shoes off. So I take the shoes off, not because I think it's more comfortable, but because that's how I fit my feet like up onto my bag and I can stretch out. That's why I do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not for any other reason.
I see some videos sometimes where you
some
see
people
like
gross
they,
shit.
They spread out and their yeah. legs are all the way yes. on the other side and like underneath yes. someone's like legs.
Yes.
And he's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he took some water.
And poured it on her.
And just accidentally spilt it. Not accidentally, purposely yeah, right. spilt it on her. And she like she's like, ah! And then she went,
Dude, that's the best way to do it. Like, that's my space, bitch.
Yeah. Don't do that. That's fucked up. I think it's gross when people... Yours is not that gross. I don't think it's that...
You're not stinky. Like, some people have stinky feet. That's the difference.
But the thing is, like, if this is... Say this is the side of the... This is, like, the chair in front of you. And then there's that window. Mm-hmm. You're putting your feet on that other side,
mm-hmm.
like down low next to someone's fucking legs.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing that. You're keeping it contained underneath the seat.
Yeah, I'm just using my area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was some turbulence on some of the... I think there was some turbulence going down.
Not really.
But it was fun.
We didn't really have any turbulence.
But we landed in San Antonio around 7 or something.
7:40. And then
you did really say hot plane in Phoenix.
Yeah, because it was fucking hot.
Can you explain that for me?
The plane leaving Phoenix was a fucking hot box. We were sitting on the tarmac at 100 degrees, and then the whole flight was hot. They never had good AC on that fucking plane. It was just maintain the fucking Phoenix heat on that bitch. It was hot as fuck. I was sweating, bro.
You were sweating?
I was like getting perspiring on my forehead.
I never sweat. I probably was sweating.
I mean, I wasn't sweating, but it was starting to feel a little bit
but
like the sweat was coming out.
I didn't feel like the heat. Or if I did, I was like, oh, this is fine. I can handle this because it's
yeah, I can
so
handle
bad.
It. It's just annoying. They need better AC on fucking airplanes.
But
fix your fucking planes, American.
Like how
bullshit.
It's I really just say one laptop.
One bin.
Yeah. We discussed that already.
So we land in Phoenix. San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Like 7:40.
And then we...
We go to the rental car place.
Yeah, we get the rental car. She was talking to us. But
San Antonio airport is nice because
yes.
it's not very busy. I like that.
Yeah.
So we go to the rental car place.
We go to the rental car place. We stand in line. We're just waiting. And then we were talking.
What was her name again?
I don't know.
I forget.
Shout out to the lady at
Yeah, she was fucking
Avis.
Nice. She was very nice.
Avis. She was a black lady.
Budget.
She was a black lady.
It was budget, not
I don't
Avis.
Remember her name.
No, she was Mexican, you fucking piece of shit.
Was she?
Yes.
I thought she was black.
She's wearing a mask, so it's hard to see, but she's
a
Mexican.
I think
lady.
She's black.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we get our own opinions these days.
So she was nice.
But what we're worried about was around San Antonio, Texas, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston, there's a bunch of tolls.
We weren't worried in San Antonio because there's no tolls in San Antonio.
Nonetheless, we were trying to figure out because they were asking if
they always ask. They always
you want like the Texas pass or whatever, so you can just use them. Yeah. And we're like, nah, we'll be all right. And she's like, well, if you go through a toll, they use a license plate, and they're just gonna double charge you.
Or just
did you get double charged?
Double charged.
Well, I mean, did you get charged for a toll?
No, they charge you for the toll if you go through.
Oh, I thought it was a double charge.
They charge you an extra fee. I don't think it's a double charge. You do pay the toll.
Correct.
With the license plate through the rental company, and then they also make you pay more of like a fee on top of it because you just drove right through. We didn't go through any tolls, Terry.
I know. So, did you get charged?
I haven't looked.
Oh, okay.
We were very good, way better than Florida, so I'm pretty sure we're safe.
Well, I think in Florida, you were using Waves, but you didn't have the toll option.
Probably not. Well, I wasn't trying to, though. That was the thing. I was planning on stopping and giving them like a 3/4 or whatever.
They don't have those anymore.
In Florida, they have plenty of places where they have a big metal basin, and you like put 3/4 or whatever the price is, and they just like fall down to the bottom and go in.
And then it opens up?
No, it doesn't open up. There's no like gate, I don't think.
Oh.
You just have to stop and pay.
Makes no sense. That's how people die.
Shout out to people dying. So what we do after we got the car?
So we're waiting to get the car, we didn't really know what we were going to get because it just says Toyota Corolla or similar.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, watch. He's like, what do you think we're going to get if we don't get the Corolla? I was like, I don't know, a Mazda?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mazda.
We got a Mazda.
We got a Mazda.
CX-30.
So
it was like a great little car for
us. Yeah, it was nice. It was such a good car for what we had.
It's very comfortable.
For what we got. So
for two people.
So while we are leaving, I see something out of like the corner of my eye, and it's moving across the windshield. And it's a huge fucking spider.
It's not that
big.
It was not huge. It was
like
a little boy.
It was like 2 feet long.
No.
Meaning how to wrestle.
It was a little
stuck
boy.
Me. No, it was like a dime size.
But apparently Terry's terrified of spiders.
I hate spiders.
I didn't know this.
I hate spiders.
So what did you do, Terry?
I did was I see it and I go, kill it. And Mike's like going, like trying to figure out how to kill it. With what? And I was like, hold on. And I take my shoe off and I give it, I was like, kill my shoe. So he kills the spider and smears it across the windshield.
And how was I also supposed to kill it?
And then so he kills it, and then he goes, I'm leaving it there. I mean, he's like, I was like, clean it up because I don't like the look of the spiders. And he's like, I'm just gonna leave it there. It's like, clean it up, dude.
Because I didn't have anything to clean it with.
He's like, I have nothing to clean it with. I was like, here's a piece of paper. He's like, I'm not gonna clean it with.
We
a piece
left
of paper.
It there the whole time and dropped
so
it.
So we left
the
it there the whole
there.
Time on the windshield.
Yeah, dog.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, dog.
And then we get to the hotel. The hotel was easy to find.
Downtown San Antonio.
Hear me out. Before we start this whole thing, Mike's...
No, where'd we go? We go into a Whataburger.
We do go get Whataburger.
Because why?
Because we had to try it because it's Texas.
No, because Terry wanted to try it. And what happened after we tried it?
It was delicious.
It was pretty good.
It was so good.
It was the best fast food.
Yeah, it was the best fast food I've gotten. I mean...
It's almost not fast food because it takes a long time to make it. It's like a fast food slash restaurant.
I had a patty melt and it was delicious.
Patty melt.
I don't know what you got.
Fucking Whataburger, number one.
And number one Whataburger.
Number one combo.
Number one combo.
Shout out to the boys.
But the thing was, is when you go down there, you get like a 32-ounce. They give you like a half a gallon.
We learned to not get the soda. Like the next time we went, we got like little milkshakes, which was a good idea. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It did rain down there when we were down there.
In San Antonio?
In Houston.
Yeah, on the way to Houston.
On the way to Houston.
Bit.
But anyways. I digress.
It's random.
What else? So yeah, so I
Walmart.
We don't have. So when you get into a car, a rental car, usually you don't want to plug in your phone or Bluetooth your phone.
Why?
Security reasons and shit.
Yeah.
But there are some people that left their phone connected to it inside.
No, they just left it registered on the car.
Yeah,
because it saves your phone name.
Yeah. I kind of deleted all them. Shout out to all the people that left their shit in there.
Nice guy, Terry.
And so we were trying to figure... Because... Why are we listening to Toto right now? Dude, if you put Toto on...
You mentioned rain.
All right, play it in the background just that's a little bit higher, a little higher, a little higher.
You're obsessed with raining.
This is such a banger of a song.
Like, it rained down there. Like, segue. Where?
Did you know Matthew Perry died?
I did. I saw that this morning, actually. Shout out to Friends.
Shout out to Friends.
He was young.
54?
Holy shit, dude.
Died of accidental drowning.
Really?
In his jacuzzi.
No! Really? That's how he died?
Yeah.
Fuck.
They said, I was reading it a little bit of it, because like, I was on Instagram, and I was just going through something, and someone posted, said, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. And I was like, what?
And I saw that. I just didn't see why.
And then I read into it. Yeah, it was an accidental drowning in his jacuzzi. There was no drugs involved.
That's so sad.
So he just...
like fell asleep or something?
Either fell asleep and then drowned or killed himself. One of the two. I don't know. But rest in peace.
The rain's down in Texas.
What were we talking
about? Nice guy Terry deleted all the people's phones.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Went to Walmart and bought a cord so we could drive around.
So the car has Apple Play, so we had to go buy
Apple Play.
Apple Play? Is it Apple
CarPlay?
Yeah. We had to go buy a cord so we can
get directions
stuff. So
we're lost boys.
I was AKA the navigator.
We're never going to recap this whole fucking trip.
No.
At this rate.
I was AKA the navigator and the music thing.
But as is normal for the person running shotgun.
Mike's sense of direction fucking sucks.
Woo!
Even with the maps.
Woo!
His sense of direction fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm a hot boy. I just fucking yeet it. I don't give a fuck where I'm going.
I have to actually look at... I'm not even looking...
He has to actually do the job of navigator.
Yes.
Whoa.
Ooh. It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah. I fucking hit it.
So we get to the hotel. It's nice. Mike's trying to jump into a pool.
It's closed.
It's closed. And then we were trying to figure out, we weren't tired, so we go down to the River Walk.
Because our hotel's on the River Walk.
Yep. And then we
walked
towards the Alamo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went to the Alamo that night when it was closed, like, and dark, and just to look around.
Yeah,
it was
and then
really
cool. We're walking around it, and there was, like, this little fence that you could see. It's like a little gate that you could see through. And I was like, man, I could just jump over this. Because we were saying how the Mexicans jumped over the walls and shit. And we're like, yo, we could just jump over this wall.
Oh, my God. I got ice at that. The way you said that, you're like, you know how like the Mexicans just jumped over the wall? Like, context, people. We're talking about at the Alamo battle
in the
1800s. Not right now.
The
Alamo Mexico
battle.
Border.
They actually, what they used was the people that died, the first and second wave, the people that died at front of the wall.
They climbed over their bodies.
They used their bodies to jump over the wall.
So what did you see when you looked through the gate, Terry?
And so I looked through the gate, and I had no idea there was a cop
standing
in the shadows on the other side when I said, oh, I can just jump this fence right now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, never mind. But yeah, we walked that, and then we're just walking around. It kind of reminds me of like downtown Disney vibes.
The Riverwalk?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the Alamo was really cool at that night time. It was almost like cooler than during the day.
Yeah, because there's like lights and stuff in the trees
and
shit.
It's dark. Yeah. Really dope.
And then we just walked it. And then the next day we went back, went to sleep.
Next day was our Alamo tour on Thursday.
That was fun. That was interesting.
I agree.
I mean, we got breakfast somewhere at some other hotel, which is really funny because usually when you do is you
just,
I didn't know it was a hotel.
I knew that building was a hotel, but I wasn't sure if like the restaurant we were going to was the restaurant hotel or if it was just a restaurant in that hotel, but it was like, the restaurant's hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That food was fire. We got like a skillet.
A Mexican skillet?
A Mexican skillet breakfast thing.
Yeah.
It was delicious anyways. It was like tortillas on the inside. It was bomb.
Yeah.
But then we went to the Alamo and then we walked up to the like, we had a check-in for customer or whatever, event center or whatever.
Well, they just have a little booth out front that you just log in at and get your tickets and all that.
But we check in and then...
Well, we already had tickets.
Yeah.
We got the private tour.
Yeah.
Because, oh, fuck
it. It wasn't really private, but...
Well, no, it was like the like high-end tour, like the most private you could get.
Yeah, I learned a lot about the Alamo that day.
Same.
The Alamo is actually... So the pictures that you guys always see... is not actually the Alamo. It's just
the
church.
It's not the complete Alamo.
Yeah, it's just the church.
Yeah, because that's like the most main, the still building that's still standing.
But the thing
everything
is,
else
is like
broken.
From where the Riverwalk was,
Riverwalk
is also the Alamo. It's just where like the fence was.
There's a lot of new buildings on the ground that used to be the Alamo, yeah. Part of the Alamo, yeah.
But the tour was very interesting. I learned a lot about what...
The lady, our tour guide, was like so enthusiastic about it.
She was so cool.
You always want that. You always want the tour guide that you get to be someone who like fucking actually loves her gig. And that bitch loved her shit. Yeah. She was like, I'm a fucking baller for this shit.
So the funny thing about it was, is that so she's asking everybody around. She's asking like, oh, where are you from? Blah, 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 blah. And she gets to us and I go, oh, yeah, we're from
Seattle.
We're from Washington. She's like, Washington State or Washington, D.C.? I was like, oh, Washington State. And she's like, oh, where? I was like, Seattle. She has to be more broad. I was like, God damn it.
More specific.
And then I was like, or you said where we lived. And she's like, oh, yeah, I live like on like 20 miles away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I'm from there.
So she basically like, lives right next door to us.
Yeah.
So it was really from there, yeah.
But what it was cool to hear about all the like what happened there and like speculations of what's that one dude that was sick?
I forget the name.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
I'm already doing it.
But yeah, so they give us like these hearing pieces to stick on your ears because they're doing construction and stuff. So she's talking, but I never wore it. I put it up a little bit to my ears because
so dumb.
I didn't really want to wear it. So
clearly
I was okay with it. And then you get to see all these like artifacts. She told me not to touch the walls and I did anyways because they're fragile.
She told Terry not to touch the walls on the oldest building standing in Texas because it's so fragile.
And guess what Terry did? Touched it anyways.
You just come into a crime.
I am. Come arrest me, Texas.
I am.
Give me those Texas Rangers and come arrest me, bitch. But yeah, there's a lot of fascinating things to... Like their whole setup that they have around it to make like a reliving the Alamo for everybody was... pretty solid, I thought. It was hot.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, we're in the shade and everything, but they were saying like there's like a portion of the Alamo. It's called the Long Barracks. And it's a really short room. It's probably what
William B. Travis was the guy who was not the sick guy. He was the guy that got shot in the head.
He's the guy that got shot in the head like 10 minutes into the battle.
Yeah. The guy who died from being sick, laying down in bed.
He got stabbed to death.
Supposedly. Our tour guide thinks that he died even before the battle started.
What's the person's
name? I'm trying to find him.
It was like two big names.
Yeah. Travis was the main leader who was actually fighting.
And
Davy Crockett was in the battle.
It was the other, because Travis and the other guy were co-leaders.
Was James Bowie?
It was Bowie.
Bowie.
No.
James Bowie?
I don't think it was Bowie.
No, I think it was.
Alamo sick person. I'm looking that up. Oh, shit. Didn't work. Oh, I spelled Alamo wrong. Oh, yeah, it was James Bowie.
Yeah, James Bowie was a sick guy.
Yeah, so they're saying that so right before the battle, James Bowie got sick. And that's different from what it is now.
That's
super different.
You're right. You are right.
Anyways.
Oh, wait, look. Terry, look, Alamo today, even though it's not quite 100% still, blended, Alamo in 18.
Oh.
How cool is that?
That's dope as shit.
So, yeah. So, basically, the front of the area now that is, like, the quote-unquote Alamo was, like, halfway through or, like, more than halfway through. So, like, in the Alamo is way back behind us here. Like in the city.
No, this is the Alamo.
And look. So like the Alamo extended all the way far forward, but now it's like buildings. So like a lot of the Alamo.
Yeah, we're never going to get through this whole fucking thing.
That is so cool, this visualization thing.
Yeah. Can you walk it? Can you like drag it?
Good question.
Nope.
No, you can just, it's one spot.
That's where, like that far corner to the left over there.
That's where they came in.
No. That's where that Travis guy got shot in the head.
Look. Travis killed us here. Travis's headquarters.
Yeah, because he went from his headquarters and ran over there.
Yeah.
Shot his double shotgun, his double barrel shotgun, and then got shot in the head.
Yeah, and fell.
And then fell and died.
18 pounder, yeah. Bowie defended. Yeah, this is Bowie where he was sick. Sick boy Bowie.
And then you got David Crockett's area. That's where he was defending.
Yeah, and the church.
And then the Alamo Church. And then the Long Barracks.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's really dope.
That's wicked. But oh, yeah, and then you can see Travis killed in that area. That's so cool. Like where all the buildings are now.
I remember that tree.
Shout out to the tree. Oh, no, this is the same as it is now.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, go to your right. That's the same, but right.
They haven't started the construction yet. You're right. I'm saying like over here, it's all the same.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If you go to your left.
Although this road is closed now.
Left. To where David Crockett's statue is. Was like right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we found out that where most of the people died in the Alamo was in the Long Barracks, which is to the left of the church.
Like a kill box.
It was pretty much just a kill box.
It was the last place to defend, and they all just got like fucking slaughtered.
It's like a 10 by 10.
Or it's longer than it is wide.
Well, it's 10 feet wide.
Yeah, maybe 100 feet long or 200 feet long.
Maybe if that. And that's where most of the people died.
They fell back to that area, and then they all fucking probably died in there. Well, actually, no. The last people died in the church.
Yes.
So everybody got killed out of here, and then the last couple people defended the church and then died in there.
Yeah.
Baller. Dude.
But imagine yourself in a dark room.
Getting stabbed and beaten to death.
Hearing gunshots.
Yeah, dude.
And that's where, like,
that's
most
how you
of
die.
The people died. And then
fucking sad.
To the left of the area where Davy Crockett was defending... They're saying, like, some people are saying that David Crockett died, like, before even, because they say that he fell back into the Alamo and then died, but they're saying that he died before he got back into the Alamo or something. Mm. But most of the people that were there were obviously people, natives that lived there, random people that started living there.
Random assortment of people.
Yeah, like, David Crockett.
From Tennessee or something.
From
shit.
Tennessee. Yeah. He was the governor.
He was a congressman from Tennessee.
And then he was running again, didn't win, and then he said he's like...
Later, bitches.
Yeah, he just said, I'm fucking leaving. And
you
then
guys
went,
are losers.
And went to the Alamo and then died there. But this all happened in like 3 months, but it all started with a bunch of shit. I do remember it.
The Mexican treating the Texans like shit. Like,
well, it was a part...
too much.
Yeah...
That's why the Mexican government was like fucking treating them like shit. And they were like, nah, bitch, we're fucking rolling out now. And then Sam Houston goes and murders them all. Shout out to Sam Houston. Who's Sam Houston, Terry?
The guy that kills Santa Anna's?
No, he captures him, not kills him.
Well, is it Santa Anna?
Yeah. But he captured him, not killed him.
Well, how he got captured was because Sam Houston was up north. And gathering people because everybody was like, yo, remember the Alamo? Because everybody, you know, people were getting killed and shit. There's only two people that survived in the Alamo attack, which was someone's wife and kid.
Yeah, some baby.
I think it was David Bowie's wife and kid or something.
Or Travis, I can't remember. But it was the mom and the baby girl.
Yeah, which the Santa Anna claimed them as non-combatants.
Oh, no, and then like they had a slave, too. It was three people. It was the
something
wife,
like, that, yeah.
Like a slave,
they
like
were,
an ex-slave or something
they were,
like that.
Because Santa Anna was like, you're going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then they get to the part where they're
in the church. Yeah.
There was three people in the church. They survive. Santa Anna said that they're not
to go tell people about
and
it.
Go tell people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she went to Sam Houston.
No, but the baby had the ring of one of the guys, right?
Yeah.
The ring of Travis?
I think
it was Travis's wife.
I think it was. Not sure.
I don't remember.
We might get this story wrong.
All right,
but whatever.
We gotta cut the Alamo down.
But anyways,
we don't have to tell the whole history of Alamo.
I know. But like Sam Houston gathers a bunch of people up north from Texas and gets a bunch of people. And Santa Anna's like, oh, I want to go kill them. And so he gets his army to go that way. And they were supposed to meet up somewhere. And Sam Houston sees them and then waits until like they're like all the Mexicans are just like chilling, just like walking around, just like lackadaisy.
And then he
goes, "Fuck you guys!" And then he goes, "Let's go, bitches!" And then he goes down with his cars and shit, and just starts fucking ramming them.
Kills them all.
And then so they
we gotta stop this one. We know the story.
Maybe they can look it up. Do they know though?
They do.
They find this dude.
We don't have to tell the whole story.
That is not just like a little trooper dude. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then so they capture him, not knowing it was actually him. And then he's walking, and then all the Mexican prisoners they had ratted him out.
Or they saluted him.
They saluted the shit out of
him. Which ratted him out.
Yeah, they ratted
him out. Okay, Alamo was great.
It was. I
agree.
I enjoyed it.
We just can't spend the whole episode on the one thing.
Why not?
What'd we do after that? Went to an Italian joint.
And then we went to what?
An Italian joint and got
We went down back to the Riverwalk and got like a snack. We got like
a little pizza and some
got like
some
a couple.
Beverages.
You got a couple of drinks. I got a drink.
Yeah,
we got a pizza. The bartender lady was nice.
Yep.
And then after that, we left and
went got
to
the car and went to the banging restaurant.
Oh no! So while we were there, we left from there. Then we went to a Lululemon store.
Oh yeah, fucking Terry.
And then I was like,
I completely forgot about this part.
I was like, oh, we should
this
go.
This motherfucker took me to a used car dealership.
So we wanted to go drive go-karts.
Terry wanted to go drive
go-karts. I wanted to go drive go-karts and fuck myself
on
up.
On some bullshit indoor track with electric bullshit carts.
Anyways. So
Terry's trying to go to a K1 Speed.
It's called K1 Speed. I type in K1.
Fuck Terry.
I type in K1 and it pops up as K1 Motorsports.
K1 Motors.
Motors, whatever. And I go, okay, that's it. So I click it.
And then the directions start taking me through some ghetto part of San Antonio.
Yeah. And then we get to the, I was like, oh, it should be on our right. We're like 1,000 feet away from it. I was like, oh, it should be on our right. And we get there and it says K1 Motorsports.
And it's a used car lot. And then I just was like, fuck you, Terry.
And then he got really pissed off.
I wasn't really pissed. I was just like living in the moment.
He got mad at me. And then I actually took us to the right place. Then we went go-karting. And then I got, we bought a two race. There were 12 laps each. And
a maximum of 12 laps.
Yeah.
And if you were really, really slow, it was like timed or something. If you couldn't get the 12 laps in. Which I don't know how that'd be possible.
Which we did.
I don't know how that'd be possible. So 10 minutes or 12 laps.
So, something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just first to 12 laps. So, you could just take your time.
Correct.
So, you could.
Unless it was longer than 10 minutes, in which they would end it early.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Or she. I can't remember who said it.
But we get there. And
it was hot.
It was fun.
It was not. I hate indoor tracks, and I hate electric go-karts. They're fucking stupid. It's not as fun, Terry. You agree it's not as fun.
It's not as fun, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
But while we were doing that, I won the first race. Mike won the second race.
Terry's being a little bitch about it.
I let off.
Terry's being a little bitch about it.
I let off. I let off because I was going to pass you.
Yeah,
were you? I could have.
Yeah, well,
but I didn't because I didn't want to crash into you.
I didn't prove it, so.
And you knew I was gonna. You knew you were looking back so hard.
Trust me. Trust me when I say this. You would never have passed me.
Oh, I would have passed you.
Trust me.
What are you gonna do,
Terry?
Were you gonna be Sergio Perez?
You will never pass me.
The Minister of Defense.
Correct. You will never pass me.
I'll pass you.
It's adorable that you think you would. I will wreck the entire facility before you pass me. The cars would be in a pile of fucking burning metal.
Actually, while we were racing, I clipped one of the barriers.
Did you?
Yeah, once.
Damn. Don't do that. They never gave us any black flags.
Yeah, because it's really funny. So we've done this a couple of times before.
We got black flags on the outdoor one in Florida, didn't we?
I got a yellow flag.
Not a black flag.
No, and the one in Florida, I got a...
Didn't James spin?
I got a warning.
Didn't James spin?
It was me and James.
Oh, and they gave you like a warning.
They gave me a warning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a yellow flag, though.
They gave me a warning.
Yeah, like a black flag warning.
They gave me a black and white flag. Wait, no, that's a checker flag.
I think it's just a black
flag. What's a warning flag?
Like a black flag is a
warning. Hold on. I have a picture. I can tell you in a second.
Double black is a you're disqualified or something like that.
We're
spending too much time on every little detail.
You can continue. Keep going. I don't give a fuck. Just segue into something. God.
I like the restaurant in San Antonio the best.
Hotel Emma was dope.
Shout out to Hotel Emma.
The Southerly, I recommend it so much.
If you're in San Antonio, go to the Southerly at Hotel Emma. It's a great restaurant, a little brewery, fucking delicious meals. They got oysters if you're into oysters. Your boy loves oysters. Shout out to oysters.
Oh, I got a black flag.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The black flag I got, you sent it too hard and now the stewards are mad.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a warning that you're fucking balling too hard.
So, I locked up. And
take it easy, brother.
I locked up and James was behind me and I spun and James locked up and then spun without crashing into me. And then I got a black flag.
Yeah. Okay, Southerly. Banging food. Delicious beverages.
No.
Nice people.
One of the best meals of my entire life.
Well, Terry hasn't had very many good meals. It was good. It was good, but it was not like, I mean, it was among the best, but I've been to plenty of good places.
That fried chicken that I had down there was fucking amazing.
For sure. I had Neil Guy antelope.
And then the sauce that it came with was also good too.
Hell yeah.
Drinks were good.
Yep.
Just the atmosphere was really good.
Yep. Everything was good about it. And there was not a single bad thing about the Hotel Emma. It's fucking nice.
It's nice. It's very bougie.
Ritzy people.
It's fucking hella bougie.
Way too ritzy for my blood.
Hella bougie. And like to stay.
Like quaint. There's like really cool bar area in there and like old timey brick, like leather and just really cool.
To sleep there one night for like maybe one bed. Is like $600 or $650.
Yeah. We ain't made of money out here.
I am not made of money.
Not like that.
And so after we're done with that, we left. Mike was buzzed driving to Austin.
Don't fucking rat me out. Oh, I was 100% sober.
Should we bleep that?
I was 100% sober. Oh, yeah. So we're driving up to Austin.
And then I said this.
Look at it. Send it to me.
And then I sent it right into the Bucky's parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And got gas at a fucking amazing place.
Dude, the gas down there.
I've been talking to yesterday. So yesterday.
This might be a two-parter because we're not going to get through
yesterday
this.
Yesterday I was having dinner with my dad and Greg and Nicole and them. And I'm telling them about it. And like I was like telling them, like, dude, you know about Bucky's? You know Bucky's? We went to Bucky's. Let me tell you about Bucky's. And I was telling them about Bucky's. And I was also telling them how the gas was so cheap in Texas. Like $2.75. And they were like. Like, it was genuinely shocking to them. I was like, yeah, brother.
Yeah,
Texas.
we got gas. So, I told Mike about Bucky's before. Because it's.
Terry said he wanted to stop by at least one Bucky's. And it just so happened that on the way to Austin, there was a fucking dope ass Bucky's right off the highway.
Yep.
Which we stopped at.
Yep. Look them up. They're insane.
I'm sure a lot of people know what Bucky's is, but. Coming from people who have never really lived or spent any time in like the southern part of America, they're all over the South. But we don't know because we don't live down there and we don't go down there. But
pretty much a Bucky's is a gigantic
gas station with a giant convenience mart.
Huge convenience store.
Nice big ass bathrooms and like they have barbecue inside the fucking shop.
I heard that their barbecue is actually legit.
Pretty decent. Yeah.
But we went there. And it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Shout out to Bucky's.
Shout out to Bucky's. I would work for Bucky's.
I love it because it has so many gas pumps and it's really easy to get gas and fill up. And it's right off the highway and they have like wide open, nice, huge bathrooms.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. Well, I was telling Greg about the fucking bathrooms and the pumps and he was like, ah.
He's like this.
Yeah.
Look at it. Yeah. Send it to me.
He was. Yes.
But yeah, it was amazing. And the cool thing about it was is that you had each section was different. It was, you had just the regular gas. And then you had
a whole ethanol free section.
A whole ethanol free section.
Yeah,
then you had
wild.
Another. Well, I don't know what DEF is.
It's diesel emission fluid or something. My dad has to. He was telling me about how he has to put it in his new diesel truck.
DEF.
DEF. It's for diesel trucks. It's a fluid.
It's just diesel gas, correct?
No. Nope.
Or is it's it not, just a different gas?
No, it is not gas. It is not gas.
It's not gas?
Nope. It's a fluid that you use to keep the emissions down. Diesel exhaust fluid. So diesel trucks, you have to fill. It doesn't use a lot. Maybe like a gallon or two every 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it in a separate tank. And you cannot mix it with your fuel tank.
Is that what it is on the backside of the, like, most trucks that are like...
So it's, yeah, I don't know where it is on big trucks, but like on my dad's new truck, there's the gas slot and then there's another slot right by the gas slot for this fluid. And it's supposed to make the exhaust less of a pollution. It like helps burn off the exhaust more of a diesel truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they always have it at gas stations at truck stops because there's lots of diesel trucks.
I think they have that. It's like DEF and then you fill it up there.
Correct.
And then you can also do your gas at the same time.
Correct.
Or your diesel at the same time. But Buc-ee's, shout out to Buc-ee's. Go to Buc-ee's.
We love Buc-ee's.
I fucking love Buc-ee's.
As a gas station aficionado, I give it 100 out of 100. Just imagine. I mean, the best gas station I've ever seen or could ever conceive of seeing.
Like, imagine if you're a Washingtonian and we go to gas stations. They're small. They're not big.
They're small.
And then you go down to Texas. And you see,
I mean, it was like, was it how many? 150 pumps long?
It was like 2 football fields long.
It was insane.
It was fucking gnarly. I don't think we went to the biggest Buc-ee's. The largest Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
I don't think we went to that, the largest Buc-ee's.
Where is the largest Buc-ee's? That's a good question.
I'll look it up. All right, we need to hurry up. We're not going to get through this.
Damn, bro.
The thing about it is that you can't buy their merch. You have to actually go to a different...
This is what I like. They're committed to providing a clean, friendly, and in-stock experience. That's cool. They want to have products that are there and like a clean bathroom and all. I think this is great.
It's not even in Texas. It's in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's all over the east and southeast.
It's 68,000 square feet.
Damn.
The shopping center is.
Oh, just the shopping center, yeah.
Buc-ee's has the same number of fuel pumps, but slightly smaller than... Oh, wait. Yeah. It's wild. It's just wild.
Yeah, dude. We love Buc-ee's.
It's the one in Tennessee is 74,000 square feet.
Damn. Alabama. Oh, yeah. They got them all over Alabama and Florida and stuff. Yeah. Georgia, Kentucky,
it's
Tennessee,
all like,
South
it's all
Carolina.
Like southern states, mostly.
Texas. We went probably. Oh, Bastrop. We went to that one.
Yep. Oh, that's number 28.
Yeah. I wonder which one we went to in Texas, the first one. What town was that?
It was right outside here.
We don't have to look it up.
No.
Okay. Austin. We went to Buc-ee's on the way to Austin, and we get to Austin, go to our hotel, check in.
We check in. The thing with Texas is that they have a lot of side roads.
Might you say frontage roads?
Frontage
there?
Road makes no fucking sense.
Yes.
Every goddamn city had a frontage road.
Yes. Terry's a big fan of frontage road.
But how you get off? How you get off? and then I do this when I get off. Oops, wrong one.
Shotty, what that guy do?
My bad.
For fuck's sakes. Terry, no. You know what happens?
I can't think of anything.
As soon as Terry says, he sees a sign that says frontage road, he goes,
hit it.
And we fucking get around on that bitch.
But it's like it's an off ramp that goes into another side road that where people are also going 60 fucking five.
It's kind of an exit, but not really.
Yeah.
Like businesses on the side.
You know, while I was down there and watching people drive, I found out that people in Texas don't know how to drive.
It's a little bit wild.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm the best driver in the world, but hot damn, they do not know how to fucking drive.
To be fair, though, especially in Austin, there was a lot of out-of-towners in that city that weekend. Like, a lot of people. So, yes. On the beginning, a lot of people are not from Texas.
Weekend.
Yeah.
It was a very busy weekend.
Yeah. Insanely busy.
And I mean, so the first day,
Austin, day one, we wake up on Friday. What do?
We do not go to the racetrack.
We get what? Breakfast?
We get breakfast at Snooze.
Shout out to Snooze.
It was really nice.
Yeah. It was decent.
I didn't get their pancakes because that's what they're famous for is their pancakes.
Yeah. We went to a pancake house.
Original.
The original pancake house.
The original pancake house. And I got pancakes.
That was pretty good.
I thought while halfway through the trip or like day one of Austin, I thought I was like, I gained like 5 pounds.
Fat boy Terry? Fat boy Terry.
Guess what Terry is right now?
Still like 170, 175?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I weighed myself this morning. I'm 138 and a half.
Damn, you lost weight.
Correct.
I gained like 2 pounds.
I don't know what happened. It was like super empty though this morning. 138.5.
Yeah. So
and then after breakfast.
What do we do after breakfast?
I was telling Greg and my dad all about the fucking whiskey vault. Looks
so
cool.
Oh yeah. After breakfast we drove out to, if you guys don't know, the Whiskey Tribe. Shout out to the Whiskey Tribe, the Whiskey Vault. I don't know what the other ones are called.
Crowded Barrel Distillery.
Yeah, Crowded Barrel
Distillery. We tasted some whiskeys at the Fang and the Feather.
Yes.
Tasting room. And we chatted with the homeboy, which we don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name.
Shout out to you, brother.
But he's moving. He's moving to Oregon.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to that guy.
If I ever see you again.
He gave us free tastes of like distilled crap
so
that Terry loved and I hated.
I hated it so much.
You drank it all though.
I did because you didn't want to drink it, so I drank it.
It's nasty.
It was...
I hated all the new makes. Everything was new make I didn't like. There's a reason you age whiskey in a barrel. Because straight out of the still, it is fucking awful.
I think one was distill, like pot, and the other one was like, I can't remember.
Some other kind of still.
I mean, I have it on my phone, but I don't really care about looking it up.
Correct.
But no, what going to, and by the way, when we were there, it was fucking hot.
It was hot. It was out in the middle
hot.
Of nowhere, west of Houston in like the hilly desert area, and it was fucking hot.
The plot of land that they have
it's like
is
a fucking
92
desert.
Acres.
Fucking huge.
It's huge. And I know they have a chapel, which is where people get married, which I did not know.
There was people all dressed fancy there, like a wedding ceremony thing.
Which I didn't know that.
They even had that.
Had that and didn't know it was like the second, like the seventh popular place to get married
in America.
The U.S.
America. Fuck yeah.
But we get there and we could have parked next to it, but we didn't know. So we went to the visitor center
yeah.
And they just told us to go around the thing to go there.
Yeah.
And it was open. We opened the door and it's just like when you watch the videos.
Nostalgia.
You're like, oh, fuck.
I'm here.
They sat maybe right where we were.
Yeah.
Well, they could have sat any of those chairs
many
and whatever.
Many videos.
And so the guy was telling us about everything and how they started up. And there's a whole wall that has everybody on Patreon. They have like a little wood
plaque
that has your name. And it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for them, shout out to them. Like, it would never have gotten to what it is today.
Shout out.
I think.
Shout out to the boys.
But we tasted, we got like two flights of wee pours and it was like $45.
Because we had to drive. I didn't want to drink too much.
Well, it was $45 for two flights and usually two flights of good whiskeys.
That's about average.
I thought it was cheap.
No, about a normal flight of a regular flight is about $20, $25.
But the guy back there was telling us all about what they did and you know, how everything is, where they got everything.
All
everything you could think about it, it was there. He was telling us we were like, he told us that, Rex and Daniel, which are the people that own
they're like the main guys on the channel too.
We're like doing a video or something like that. And so while we were sitting in like a pretty much a whiskey barrel seating thing.
Yeah. It was like an old wine thing. Yeah.
I was hearing someone talking.
Because the back door was open.
Yeah. There's like a walkway. There's like a bunch of walkways. And I was hearing someone talking and I was like, oh, I was like, that sounds like Daniel. And I look out, I just stuck my head out the thing and I was like, oh, that is Daniel. And then he looks and he's like, oh, that is Daniel.
I had to like go all the way out to look because he was already passed.
We saw somewhat of a famous person.
We saw our hero walk by.
The whiskey sommelier master.
Yeah, shout out to
the
you.
Wizard.
Shout out to you, brother.
But it was really funny. The guy on the back side was just making fun of them.
Yes.
Because like, hey, they do some wizard shit up there or something, whatever the fuck it is. But he was a cool guy.
Yep.
But.
And it was cool. Like, you walk up on the deck and things for the bar and you recognize everything.
And he was saying that around the time that we went, it was like super busy.
But we just happened to catch it at a time when it was just only us in there.
It was just us in there.
That was kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would like that better than if it was like busy.
But we bought
a bunch of shit.
We bought a bunch of souvenirs from that place because it's, you know, something that we enjoy.
And then, about a dope ass flask.
And then so we got done there. I know these stories are exciting to hear about. It's just so thrilling for everybody. I can hear it and everybody's like, oh yeah, cool, whatever.
I like it.
But then we go from there. Oh, before we go there, didn't we go to like Lady Bird Lake before we went there?
Was that on Friday?
Yeah. Because I think we went to Lady Bird Lake and then we went there because it didn't open until 10.
11.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to breakfast and then we just like walked around Lady Bird Lake in downtown Austin.
Yeah. Which was nice.
Which is cool.
It was hot. Which is nice.
Yeah, no,
a lot of people
hot.
Getting after it.
Yeah. A lot of people getting after it.
I forgot about that part.
Me too. Yeah. Because we had time to kill after breakfast.
Yeah. Then we went to the racetrack.
Friday for qualifying.
Yep. Getting... Okay.
We learned a lot.
Everything outside.
Over time.
This is,
how to
this
get
is
the
where
track.
The main part of it might be. But outside the fence is atrocious.
Yeah, it's hard to get around.
There,
no walkways, no directions on how to get anywhere.
There's no directions. People don't know where the fuck they're going.
Yeah.
We know where we're kind of going for the most part.
Yeah.
But there is no guidance. There's cops, but they're not helping. There's a traffic light that sucks dick.
It's a miracle that nobody got like run over by a car.
Yes.
A miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody did get run over by a car.
So we spent probably about maybe 2 hours trying, like from where we left from the whiskey vault to Coda, it took us about like 2 hours to get to the parking lot. Where we parked.
Yeah, there was a little bit of traffic on the first day there, yeah.
And so we get
the
out.
The last day was insane traffic.
We got out. So we get there, and we're trying to figure out how to get into, and by the way.
Because there's not that many entrances.
Yeah, there's not that, yeah. There's like a handful of them.
There's like four.
And so, and there's no cell service at all up there.
It's fucking stupid.
So we're trying to figure it out. We get to one section, and it's like a little section, and it's only for VIPs to have like a plastic thing that says VIP, and you can go in. And so they guide us to keep walking towards the main gates.
Front, it's like front area.
And
where
we parked...
It's like way on the opposite end of the track.
...is about a half, maybe a half a mile.
Yeah.
To the front gate.
At least a half
mile. And then we had to walk a half a mile back to our seats.
On the inside of the fence.
On the inside of the fence.
Correct.
So we're figuring this shit out. We're walking through it. Everything leading up to it was kind of like, okay, this is our first time. It's not that bad. And we get inside. Also not that bad. It's just crowded. Like I said, it's like a festival or
but,
like a huge event. It's pretty much just a huge event.
It's not crowded to the point where it's annoying. It's only annoying in the sense that we don't know where we're going and it's kind of busy.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
And then it's the hottest day.
It was Friday.
The hottest day is like 96 degrees.
Yeah, it was like 96.
And you can see there's people that have been there longer than we have. And you see they're just sitting everywhere.
Yes.
Just everywhere on the ground. Anything
in the shade.
Of,
in the shade. Like waiting for the next session.
Yeah. Just anything you can think of where someone is sitting shade-wise or trying to find shade-wise.
Like, panting and trying to
they're
water.
They're all dying.
Yeah.
And me and Mike were just like, man, these guys are, you know, weak.
We just got there.
Yeah. And also we just got out of like an AC car. But
yeah. Although after that long walk, though, it wasn't.
Yeah. After the long walk, we went to like the drinks that were there that they had at the like the regular stands. They had a souvenir drink that is refillable.
$30?
It was like $30, and it was $26 to refill it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? A Red Bull. An 8-ounce Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
how much
flavor.
Was a Red Bull?
Whatever flavor you wanted.
$10?
It was like $6.
Oh, six? Okay.
For an 8-ounce
yeah.
Red Bull.
Water bottle was $5.
Water bottle was like $5.
Yeah.
So we made an idea where we could just eat there. And
we got the food right next to our seat, which was a bad idea because we could have just walked around to the other side and got better food.
100%.
We picked the worst food truck. They had a lot of good food trucks. We just picked the wrong one.
We picked the wrong one where it was,
like I said,
it was like Asian food. Or
we
whatever.
We learned very quickly, like the next couple of days, where to go to get the good stuff.
So we get to our seats. We find our seats and then we get food and drinks and water and stuff like that. And then we find out that we need to actually, you know, bring water so we don't fucking die. Yeah. Qualifying was cool. It wasn't exciting because...
No. It was like one at a time and there wasn't... Qualifying is a lot more fun to watch on the TV.
Yes.
From home than it was in person. The races are kind of cool in person, but the qualifying is like, eh. Because you have to look. I had to look. The exciting part about qualifying is you to like, oh, shit. Max hit a fucking number one. Oh, Leclerc, he got him. Oh, shit. But you don't even know unless you're staring with binoculars at the TV. You don't even know what's happening.
Well, the issue was...
That's the problem.
When we got there, our TV wasn't working.
On Friday, yeah.
On Friday. Yeah. So everybody was like... We were listening...
Just the announcers.
The announcers over the PA system. And it was kind of hard to listen to. And then I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, but I have no fucking service. So it's just... You're just sitting there in the heat. Pretty much. And also while we were sitting there, there's these fucking Neanderthals. Not really Neanderthals, but
dumb old people.
Like people having fucking umbrellas so you can't even see over the umbrella. So you see like
half your view.
Half the view that you have.
Yeah.
And the other half is just umbrellas.
It was good that on the next 2 days they weren't there.
The next 2 days they weren't there, yeah. Which is fucking amazing.
I don't know why, though. Like, why they only came for Friday?
We had a guy that was sitting next to us, him and his son, that were from... They were Scottish.
But they lived in New Zealand.
But they lived in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And he was saying that if those two
were there again,
he was going to tell them like...
No, he said he was going to beat their ass.
Oh, did he? Huh. He said that I was going to tell them to do the same thing. It's like, you take that umbrella down because I didn't pay this much money... To come all the way here to watch an umbrella.
Yeah.
But the TV that was across from us randomly turned on, and then our section that was all
cheered.
There started cheering.
I started the cheer.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. And then everybody's like, yeah. And then we all cheered and shit. And then like 10 minutes
It only
later,
stayed on for like 5 or 10 minutes.
10 minutes later, it
went off again.
It went off. And we're like, what the fuck? And
luckily it was on the next 2 days though.
Yeah. But. The qualifying was kind of boring to watch because
it was exciting at the end.
There's obviously strategy to it, but that was just for the sprint.
Right. No, that was qualifying for the race on Friday.
Oh, that was. Yeah.
We skipped qualifying for the sprint on Saturday.
The next day we skipped. So pretty much the same day as we just, you know, got food and then went to the racetrack.
We
skipped qualifying for the sprint race.
Just went there for the actual race.
But while we're doing that, we got like a huge, like a 64-ounce water bottle.
Insulated with ice.
Yeah.
So we actually had cold water the entire time,
and
which was fucking
we got
clutch.
Sunscreen and shit like that. And then we get to we get back. So we do the same fucking thing. It takes us another hour and a half, but before we went to the racetrack, we went to a place called the Southern Market to get sausage and brisket. Like a little like snack.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we
said we weren't going to buy any food at the track.
So we went to get barbecue at some sausage cool joint.
It was fucking
delicious.
In a
completely different town that was like a far away drive.
It was
awesome.
Elgin, Texas.
Elgin, yeah.
And
Southside Market. The original Southside Market. Fucking banging
sausage.
It was
so fucking good. If you guys are anywhere near Elgin, go to Southside Southside Market.
20 minutes outside of Austin.
It's so fucking good.
Shout out.
Shout out. It was so delicious. Their barbecue sauce has, they have like one of those like coffee things, but it's just spewing out warm barbecue sauce.
It wasn't that warm.
It was warm.
Was it?
It was warm, yeah. It just cooled down by the time we got there.
I like that it wasn't very, it wasn't like gloated with sugar and sweet. It like had like a nice tangy deliciousness.
It was good. It was.
It wasn't like extra thick. It was nice and runny.
The brisket was really good. It was moist.
Shout out to the moistness.
The sausage was a fucking phenomenal.
Shout out.
The coleslaw was good. The potato salad was good. The mac and cheese was good.
And then we went, so we ate there so we didn't have to eat the track. And then we went to watch the sprint race.
And then
with our big ass jug of water.
Which was clutch, by the way, because we didn't spend $6.
Correct.
And then when we got to the parking lot, we looked on our phone because we actually got service a little bit. And
so
like,
we figured out we could go in a different way.
We went up a different way.
We went in the complete opposite 11. End of the track.
Yeah. So we went into turn 11. Oh, this is like, this is fucking nice.
Yeah. Up on the hill.
So, and it was fast. And so we were walking towards our seats and it cuts off.
So we had to go around.
So we had to walk all the way around.
We got to go over the bridge.
A different bridge.
Yes.
We went off both two bridges.
Yes.
And then while we were doing that, it took us to the other side of our seats and it showed us the like other food trucks that were there. We're like, oh, we can get, you know, a snack.
So we saw like all the other options.
And then we found, a drinking spot that their drinks were like $16 a piece.
And it had Monkey Shoulder.
Which is a good distillery and good whiskey and shit. So we got that. And then we watched qualifying.
No.
Oh, no, we watched the sprint race, which was really nice. It was really nice.
A little boring because Max just took away and didn't want
after it. A while.
It was boring. The race, the actual race was a lot better.
And then we went, after that, we got Mexican food, which was phenomenal as well. Like legit Mexican food from this Mexican joint. I don't remember what it was called.
That restaurant you found?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called, but it was really delicious. Yep. I know that we're kind of like just speeding this up a little bit, everybody, but we're not trying to like stay on it for, actually we've been talking about it for 2 hours anyways.
Sunday.
Sunday
was checkout day.
Sunday
so we had
to get up pretty early.
Get breakfast.
We went to, where did we go?
Hank's.
Oh yeah, you took us to Hank's.
Yeah.
To get, no.
Sandwiches. We did. We went to get Hank's food and brought it back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And then, so we could eat before we went to the right track. So we ate that, checked out, drove our crap to the track because we were going to leave right from the track to go to Houston after the track.
Wasn't
on Sunday?
Oh, Friday night when we came. Yeah, Friday night when we came back, we got P. Terry's, trash.
Not
it was really trash.
Yeah, Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger's the best.
So Sunday, we go to the track like three and a half hours before the race starts.
Before even race.
And dude, the Sunday traffic getting to the track was the absolute worst. We were waiting in the most insane traffic ever, like stopped traffic for like half an hour, 45 minutes.
It was like stop and go traffic.
It wasn't even going. It was just stopped.
It was just stopped traffic.
Until they finally opened up the lanes.
We were in traffic for an hour and a half.
Total, yeah. But like stopped for like 45 minutes. Basically
or
stopped.
Even more.
Yeah.
And.
But we still got to the track 2 hours before the race started.
Yeah. And
which
so
was nice.
We decided
that,
to do the same thing again. We went
go
to.
Go in the same gate
on
Saturday.
Go in the same gate.
Because it was better.
We went to go turn
but
11.
On Sunday, the line to get into that gate was like a fucking mile long.
And so.
So we just walked around to the
so
back
we walked
side
on
of
the
track.
Other back side. And then so we get to the other end of it. Went into a different spot. And we're walking through. And.
We just happened upon a dope ass joint for drinks.
Well, no, we go through the security checkpoint.
Yeah.
And we get our ticket scanned and then we have to go through these little fucking
metal
detectors. But we're getting pushed into another side where people have been standing there the entire time because this lady on the left side was only giving people that had wristbands only,
which was backing up the other line,
which was
so
backing
much.
Up our the line that we were in. And then I was like, okay, fuck. And then people were like saying, get in the back of the line. I was like, okay, we're all going to the same fucking place. It's fine. Whatever. You can go fuck yourself.
Did they say that?
Yeah, some person said.
I didn't even hear that.
Some lady that was standing in the line said, oh, this is the start of the line. You got to have to go back there. And I was like,
We came through the gate right here into this merging area. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
And so I just wedged myself in there and I said, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just told you to get in there. And then while this is happening, she's just, so the person to the left is just letting wristbands in. And then some other old lady comes back out.
We got
to
open up both lanes.
We got to open up both lanes. The line. Getting backed up. Yeah. And then everybody started going to the left.
Yeah.
And then we stay in the right lane, and then we go through. So we have...
There were two sets of metal detectors.
There was three sets.
Yeah. And the guy made us walk through the first
because
or the second
one. Because I walked through
something.
The first one. We were fine.
Yeah.
The guy was like, go. And then...
But then he also made us walk through the second
and
one.
And then I walked around the second one because I already walked through the first one because I wasn't waiting for getting my bag checked because last time we went through with our bag, they didn't even fucking check it.
Yeah, this time that we had to open up all our bags.
Yeah.
I had to open up my little fanny
pack.
And
so I walked through... And then this guy stops me, and I was like, I just walked through that fucking thing. And he's like, we got to check your bag. And I was like, so I unzip it, and I, like, tell him to look, and he goes, no, this guy has to check. I was like, this is fucking stupid. I really said that out loud to him.
So we get in.
And so we get in, and I'm already heated because it's fucking stupid.
It wasn't that bad.
It was fucking stupid.
You're exaggerating a little bit.
A little bit, but it's still fucking stupid.
It was dumb.
And so then we find another way around. We went to... Get on the other staircase to go on the other side of the where I know where we're at. And then
the infield.
Yeah. And then we go to Balcones.
Balcones?
Is it Balcones?
Balcones.
Balcones?
Balcones.
Balcones.
We found a dope ass Balcones like mixed drink thing. They're making banging whiskey drinks, which they poured a fuck ton of whiskey in there. Shout out to those girls.
Yeah. Shout out to the girls. I need to go back to Friday. I've never sweated so much in my life on Friday, that Friday in my entire life, just sitting down. I was literally just sweating from every pore or orifice. Orifice, is that a word?
We're back to Friday.
Well, I just want to say how much I sweat.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot that weekend. And then, by the way, every time that we went in beforehand, I wouldn't say we. Mike put sunscreen all over his body.
Not all over. Only on the exposed portions.
Anyways. And then I...
Because I'm smart and I knew what was going to happen.
And I only put sunscreen on my head and the back of my... Or like pretty much my neck and head and stuff like that.
If that.
Little
known
facts.
And then he's surprised when he gets caked. Burnt.
And
skewered.
So then we get to our seats. We finally get to our seats. We get more drinks. I think we did get some food. We got like little tacos.
Yep. To tide us over for dinner.
Yeah. We got tacos. And then we sat down for the race. Right before the race.
We got another monkey shoulder.
Yeah. And then we're watching the race. The race starts. It's fucking amazing. You get the formation lap. So you see everybody going. It's fucking amazing. And then you get the lights out, you get them lined up, and then you get the doot, 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 and then like the lights go out, and you just hear it coming, but
from afar, yeah,
and
that's,
then
that's
distance,
the cool part.
You can see it right when they come down to turn two.
Yeah.
You can see a bunch of like
a line
of
cars.
If you ever watched like a movie of like zombies running at you from a distance,
looks like a horde of
people
coming
towards
you.
It looks like a horde of shit just coming at you.
Yeah.
And
cool.
It was fucking amazing. And then you see them go through the S's and then they
all
come
back to back to back.
Yeah. And then you see them like right where we're at, like it's at the end of the S's, and you just hear
yeah.
And
fucking amazing.
It was fucking so amazing.
Yeah,
but while this is happening, I'm getting fucking burnt on my arms.
Hard.
And I'm like, man, why is my arm so fucking hot?
Cause the sun is that I know, you dummy.
And yeah, I got burnt on my forearms.
For fuck's sake.
But the
race went off without a hitch. No fucking incidents.
Yeah, no one fucking crashed, and I really
only
wanted to
crash. Like three retirements, which is whatever.
Yeah.
There wasn't even any yellow flags. It was green. It was green flag the whole race.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
I wanted something.
I wanted
a crash.
I wanted a safety car.
It was so
I wanted them to bring the people, everybody together.
I know. It was so straightforward.
My homeboy Lando led like the race, like half the race, and then got passed by Max Verstappen from sixth place.
Yeah. Lewis almost won the race at the end. He almost came back and got Max at the end.
Spoilers alert.
Then gets disqualified.
I think it's Leclerc and Hamilton get disqualified because their plank was what's the word?
Too abused. Too abused. Yeah.
Too abused. But yeah, so we leave. We figured out to leave is just to leave right after.
I'm floating.
Everything's done.
I'm floating. Traffic? Is that what you're saying?
So, getting pretty out. Much, I'm kind of just making them into sections because if I talk about it too much,
yeah.
But it's just every day.
Now we'll talk about traffic all 3 days.
So, every day leaving the track outside the fence
is a fucking shit show.
It's a fucking shit show.
That, like, we, over time, slowly learned how to navigate better.
Yes. Or for the course of the 3 days that we were there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The thing was is that you had to... So there's a long road in Dakota. It's 5 lanes wide, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you have to... They open up... There's lanes of traffic going one way, and it's 4 lanes going one way. And then there's another lane going one way, and it's just 1 lane. Circuit of America Boulevard. I think it's 5 lanes wide.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like 5 lanes wide to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so while we...
No sidewalks.
There's no sidewalks.
Which is weird, given that there's so many parking lots over there. Like, why not have... A sidewalk, like a crosswalk and a sidewalk on at least one side.
Or, hear me out, why don't they just have a fucking...
Walking lane?
No. Why don't they just have stairs that go across from it so no one gets hurt?
Oh, like a bridge over from every parking lot so everyone can walk safely on, like, even just the grass on the track side. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then no traffic has to stop for people.
Correct. Good
so
point.
While this is happening, people, this is every day, by the way, you have to cross... There's only one main crosswalk, which is probably at the main plaza, like at the center of it, like yeah, up there.
By the stadium?
Like here. Right there, yeah. There's probably one main crosswalk. And...
Oh, is that a tunnel?
That's a bridge.
That's a fucking bridge.
That's a bridge.
Holy shit. We never even did that one.
No.
We always walked on this side.
We always
here.
Walked like over there. We just take a right. Well, because we exited out over by the tunnel.
Yeah, but what are you supposed to do? Walk all the way from ours all the way down here and then cross over here? Fuck that.
No, fuck that.
Fuck that.
And so you have to play pretty much Frogger.
Yes.
Without getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
And also when you're leaving, you have to be so fucking aggressive to wedge yourself into the lanes of traffic.
If you were not me as a driver, like, you have to have, like, you have to know how to drive and, like, when you need to be aggressive. Otherwise, yeah. You're never going to get out.
But this is... So the first day, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing, and it took us forever to get out.
Because we stayed at the track way too late.
Yep. The second day, we figured we
needed to leave right
after. We're like, why don't we just leave right after and see what happens?
Yep.
We did that.
And we got out way quicker.
We got way quicker.
Way quicker, yeah.
And then we said the same thing for the next day.
And then on Sunday, we got out way quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we, right after the race... After Max Verstappen won, we were like, see ya. And then we
left.
As
soon as they came around for like the first 7 cars on the cooldown lap after the race came by, like, we bolted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, but still, you have to cross the 5 lanes of traffic
at some point
without getting hit.
At some point.
And
the best bet is to do it as soon as possible before there's lots of cars.
Yeah. But while we're crossing, there is a crosswalk. So where all those people, right where your cursor is, that is a crosswalk.
Mm.
Where a cop was.
Oh, and that's right where this is the gate rail funneled out of.
Yeah, which we could have done, which I didn't
know. Oh, yeah, we could have just gone straight, yeah.
But, no, we would have to go left. Yeah. But getting out in that corner...
The gate was, like, right here.
And it's just a small gate.
Yeah, everyone's cramming out
of. Yeah, it's like a... Just, like, I think of, like, a door.
Yeah, it's, like, one... It's 2 doors wide, basically.
It's 2 doors wide, but you have thousands of people funneling into
it. Yes.
But they would stop you every so often because they have cars just flying everywhere, just taking people everywhere. and it's a fucking shit show. There's no crowd control at all.
Yeah.
And so you have to cross these five lanes of traffic without getting hit, and we did it 3 days a week, or 3 days.
3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. And each day was progressively better.
It's a little walkway right there.
There is. That's to Lot F.
Yeah.
Lot K is way the fuck down there.
Shout out to Lot K. At least we weren't like way down here at these lots.
That's like R and look at that one. I think that's a lot.
This one here?
No.
This next, one?
That's a lot,
I think.
Yeah,
I think so too.
But yeah. But then after the race, we had to drive 2.5 hours to
Houston.
Houston.
And we stopped at another Buc-ee's.
Yep. Shout out to Buc-ee's.
And we stopped at Whataburger and got shakes, which were delicious.
Yep. Sat in that for a while.
Yeah.
Dude, that looks fun.
Go-karting?
That track looks actually fun.
Like in the parking lot?
Well, you can see the track.
Yeah. But it like, it's covered up all this stuff, isn't it?
That's the track, yeah.
But then how do you do the track?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure during race day you can't do it, but
yeah.
Other than that, that's a cool racetrack.
Uh-huh. I'm sure this is like the primo parking.
Probably.
For the main areas.
So, and then, so we take 2.5 hours to drive down to Houston. We get to our hotel.
Houston is a nightmare city to drive in.
Yeah, because it's just it's like, I heard it's just like LA, but worse.
It's way worse than LA. Yeah. From like a size, like busyness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over here.
You were on it. I don't know why you went away from it. But it's just a bunch of, hey, look, it's Sam Houston's tollway.
Cool.
But it's just a huge, gigantic fucking circle.
Yeah.
And it takes you 2 hours just to get to one side.
Well,
of
we were staying up by the airport, and we were driving down through Houston down to League City for the NASA facility.
Yeah, but so we get to our hotel. It's muggy as fuck.
I liked Houston. I like Houston muggy. I like it.
I didn't
humid.
I did not like it humid.
I like it better in Houston, the weather, because it's not like a so hotness. It's more of like a wet. And not quite as hot.
So you like stepping out of your car and just having your taint just super wet?
Correct. That's right. That's exactly right. That's right. Exactly what I like.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe
I guarantee it's what I like.
I believe
yes.
You.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Look at it. Send it to me.
But so that Samway Tollway is just
Samway
like
Tollway?
Sam Houston Tollway.
So what did you like most about Houston, our one day in Houston? We got to go to NASA.
I loved NASA.
How dope was that?
Dude, NASA was so fun.
We had the true VIP tour. Unlike Alamo, it was like 10 people.
Yeah, so
on a legit private VIP tour.
So when we get into Houston, it's like 10 o'clock or something.
No.
Not 8 o'clock, 9
o'clock. Maybe. 8:30.
But we have to get up at 6 something in the morning.
Because we had that
to go,
early.
We had to go pick up your sister.
It's not that early.
That's early.
Wait, what time do you normally get up every day for work?
7.
Damn, you fucking late boy, huh?
I got to work at 8.
You're a late boy.
Not really.
What's your work? 8:30 to 8:30?
8 to 8:30.
8 to 8:30? Mm-hmm. Damn, you're a late boy. All right, so what? We go, we drive, pick up Becca.
We pick up your sister, Becca. I wasn't going to use her name, but... Which we get to her hood, and it's nice as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a nice neighborhood. Nice hood.
So we drive down, grab her, go to NASA.
Took us about 45 minutes to get her, or 30 minutes to get 45 minutes.
It's like 30 minutes there and then 50 minutes
down
to NASA.
It was like 50 minutes down there.
Down to NASA.
The issue was it just took forever because the lane, Mike doesn't know his center directions. So we had to take some couple right turns again because he fucked up. And then we get down to the only right thing he did was taking a left into Houston Space Center.
I went to the correct place all by myself.
I was actually going to take us to Johnson Space Center.
Terry was going to take us to
the
main gate.
We were
going to
go into that college campus.
No. Terry was going to take us, the directions were taking us to the main gate of Johnson, which would have put us right at the guard gate where they would have turned us away because we don't have badges. But I just pulled into the
reason why you pulled in
because
you saw
a big ass like a plane, touristy looking thing, yeah. I think I knew was the area, yeah. So we go to NASA.
Oh yeah, right before we went into the space center, we got Starbucks to get coffee,
uh-huh.
And I got a chai latte. But while we were talking, which I didn't realize that the intercom was still on, we were talking about pumpkin spice lattes. And I was like, oh, fuck, I could have got a pumpkin spice latte and shit. And I could have got a PSL. And she's like, do you want to add something? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm sorry.
What did I say? No, I just have the degens in my car fucking talking shit or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
which was true.
They have tennis courts?
Something, yeah.
What the hell is that? The fuck is that?
I bet people live here in these like apartments that work at NASA.
Makes sense. It's a huge college campus. Pretty much.
So we go to NASA.
We get in. We were told to... we saw a sign that said no beverages, outside beverages to bring in. And then we're slightly started to chug them a little bit.
Nah.
I said slightly.
And we're kind of like slowly wandering towards like trying to figure out where we need to go and if we need to drink before we go in. And then and the security guard goes, you're going to bring those beverages in.
Yeah. So we get in. Because we get our thing started at
we had the VIP papers
and the tour started. The tour is with only what
10 people.
Was it just
it was 10 people? Yeah,
10 people
per tour guide. Yeah, in our
little
bus.
Which is a VIP.
Hell yeah!
And they were like saying to us because this is before even the thing the space center opened. He's like,
it was about to open.
Yeah, and he's like, you guys are going to have to
drink
those drinks before we actually go on the tour. And so,
got our VIP badges,
yep,
which I forgot. In one building.
And so we finish our drinks, we go to the bathroom, we get back to where we need to be. And then our tour guide, what was his name? Rob.
I don't remember.
Robert?
I don't remember.
His name was Robert. Shout out to Robert. He's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I was watching his hands a lot. He was like making
motions.
No, he was like I think he has like something.
Like a shake thing.
Like a shake and like something. But
you're weird, dude.
I look for small things.
Clearly.
And
so we went out and got in the little bus.
So he's like, "Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Who the fuck are you?"
Hi, my name is Robert, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi, Robert.
It was like an AA meeting. But we get on this bus, and then he starts saying, well, we're going to be spending 3 hours together.
And we drive on to the NASA property.
Well, no, he said, we're going to spend 3 hours together, mm-hmm. and we're going to introduce ourselves. So he starts going around, and then he gets to you in the back, and I was like, thank God. I didn't want to do this. Okay. You know, he tells you where we're from. He's like, Washington State, Seattle, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes to me, and he goes, nah. I'm with these motherfuckers in the back. And whatever they said, I'm with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, cool. And just, you know, continually down the guy.
Cool,
There was a guy that was actually on our tour. It was his birthday. It was like an older gentleman. And
he was like a nerd for NASA.
He was a hella nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
And shout he was talking about guy. Russian, like, suits and shit. Yeah. And, like, the guy was like, why the fuck are we talking about Russians here?
The guy who was our tour guy was, like, only 2 years in the job. So he didn't, like, know all the details. Like,
yeah, we had another lady named Alice.
Who was, like,
our driver. And she knew a little bit more things because she was looking them up. Because, like, if you have a question, they will answer it.
Because of VIP.
Yep. Yeah. And they would look it up and give you the answer, the right answer.
Correct.
Or to get you to the closest answer. But they were nice. But they were telling us about the story about Houston Space Center, or JSC, which is Johnson Space Center. Wait, you could shop there?
I don't know what that is. Yeah, it says Shop NASA. I don't know.
But they were telling that it was Ritz?
Rice University.
Ritz? I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God. Because isn't that... That's right here, isn't it? Right
Ritz?
Next door.
Rice?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
Nope.
But Rice University wanted to give the land to NASA, but...
it's farther up here by
Houston. Government thing, it had to have a paper trail.
They had to pay for it.
So they paid $20
for the whole facility.
For the whole fucking whole facility. But land, Rice only said one thing. You had to make it into a college campus.
Had to make it like a college campus.
So they made it into a college campus. And guess what, guys?
With like multiple buildings.
And their intentions was to sell it back to Rice. But they never did.
No.
They kept it. The government's like, fuck you.
Give me this shit.
20, like, I don't know how many acres it was. You got to go
oh, it's up here.
To your left a little bit. I don't know how big the thing is. There's also an alligator.
They had more land they could build on.
Was that your stomach?
I don't know.
Did you fart?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, dude, that was your stomach. It went. there's an alligator that lives there. His name is Miko.
Yeah. What does Miko stand for?
Hold on. Miko.
M-E-C-O.
M?
M-E-C-O. Miko.
Major. Nope. Minor.
Nope.
Mega.
Nope.
Am I close?
Major was closest.
I know it's like engine cutoff.
ECO is engine cutoff. What is M?
That's what I'm saying. I know it's it's like mission? No.
Main
cutoff.
Main engine cutoff.
Main engine, yeah. So, but yeah, so he takes us in there. We get to, so we get the.
Are there like three different buildings?
Our tour is the.
Mission control tour.
So he takes us to a building where we have to wear these headsets and takes us down this like wall of fame.
Astronauts, pictures.
Just pictures from where it began and what it is today.
And what did we get to do in that building, Terry?
We get to touch
real space shit. We got to touch real like astronaut gloves and boots.
Yeah.
That went to space.
Yeah. We had to put gloves on.
They were heavy.
They weren't that heavy, but they were heavy.
They were definitely robust.
But our tour guide was like, hey, don't stick your hands
fully in the glove.
And there's some guy that was like this, like halfway.
He already did it.
He's like this far. And
we have to touch real space equipment.
And a diaper.
Yep, it was not, a space diaper. Unfortunately not used.
But I think, at the time, while we were there, the old man on his birthday, shout out to his birthday, was talking about cosmonauts. Are we going to their
suit style? Yeah, he's a super nerd.
And he was just like,
What are you talking about?
The guy's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Random abstract
question. Because NASA is designing something new for, you know,
going to Mars.
Just a shoot, a suit that you kind of just zip up from the back and then just jump in.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, that was dope ass to touch that shit.
But he was saying he was telling us facts, how long do you think it would take you to put a space suit on?
And it was like everyone underestimated it. It was actually 2 hours. Yeah.
Everybody was saying like 30 minutes, 20
an
minutes,
hour.
An hour.
Yeah. I think I said an hour.
Yeah, he said no. He said
two
more.
Hours, yeah.
He said it takes you 2 hours to get fully suited.
Damn.
And then it means you have to do 2 hours to take it all back off.
And what did he say it costs? Like $50 million or something for one spacesuit?
Yeah.
Wasn't it something crazy like that?
Yeah, it was $50 million. Because we were like, everybody's like, you know how much? They're like, no, I think I said a mil. Yeah. And he's like, higher. And I was like, what?
I think it was like 50 million.
It was 50 million per... No, 20 million.
Was it 20?
I think it was 20 million per suit.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Maybe 20.
20, yeah.
And it only gets used 50 times and then they have to throw it away.
So they use it 25 times, then it gets back down, they refurbish it, and then it gets sent back up for another 25, and then they decommission it.
That's right.
But, and then, so... After like doing all that, we got to touch the fabrics. That's inside the thing, and then learned more about what the spacesuits was, and back in when it began to what it is now. It was really cool. And then he was going to take us to the pressure room where they test
the suits. Yeah, for pressure
to make sure there's no defaults in them. And they showed us a video of one of them because there was a default.
We couldn't go into that facility
because they were testing an actual suit. So we couldn't go in there. But they showed us a video, which you can just find and search wherever, where there was an incident inside the pressure chamber.
A testing guy got messed up.
When the suit lost pressure.
Yeah, it failed on him.
And then he passed out. And so he said it takes 50 minutes to repressurize the room, like the whole room. So it's individual rooms because I think it's three rooms, correct?
I don't remember actually.
I think it's either two or three rooms inside because they had another guy on the other side.
Ready to go in and help
ready
them.
To go just in case if something did happen, but it was less pressure. But he was still in a pressurized suit. And I think they repressurized the whole thing in like 20 minutes or 5 minutes or something like that because they had to get him out because he would have died. But that was interesting to learn.
And so the second building was?
The second building was
the mocked up
interior. That's the actual Mission Control original building.
No. Before that.
That's where we went.
No, we went into that building where they had the space shuttle without any walls. They had a legit real space shuttle, just minus the walls with all the wiring to like troubleshoot.
So we got
to go inside that.
Yeah. And it's an actual
shuttle.
Ship.
Yeah. It's an actual real one.
So we, like me, your sister, and yourself
got to sit in the cockpit of a real shuttle.
A real shuttle.
Shout out
to sitting in a real shuttle.
Shout out to real shuttles.
It's really cool. It's tight. It's open. We have 30 minutes. We have 30 minutes before the race.
I really wanted to start my chili before the race.
Well, we can end it pretty soon. So.
Okay.
Because we're almost done.
Let's wrap it up. And then Mission Control.
So we got to get into the thing, which the ship, which was an actual ship. The reason why they have it was because
to troubleshoot if something happens, they can investigate it on the ground.
They can just do it as fast as they can with the walls are open, so they can just figure it out. And it's just a bunch of wires. They told us not to touch any buttons.
He said I could touch the wires and the buttons, just don't to hit them.
Don't touch the buttons because it's an actual live.
They could turn it back on and use it eventually if they wanted to.
Yeah, and then I peed there. Which I can say I peed on JSC property. And then what he was saying was, I think he took us after we went through the open area where they figured out, which one was the one that had the oxygen? Was that Apollo 13 or Apollo 10? What was the one that the
13,
the famous Houston? 13. 13. There's a problem.
Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Where they like ran, something blew up or they lost some oxygen.
The COT, like the O2, something broke and they had to use that. So they used that room to mock up pretty much what it was, a sock and a box. Because they were trying to fit a square thing in a round hole, pretty much. Anyways.
Mission Control.
And then, so they took us.
The last building was the Mission Control.
The last
building
was Mission Control, which is the original Mission Control.
It's the same building.
So it's kind of nostalgic.
It's two different areas. So we got to go to the old Mission Control back in the
where the Mission Control where it was from day one until the present one
for Apollo and all that. And then we also got to see the new current Mission Control,
which they refurbished the
old one.
The old one
for a tour purpose.
Yeah. But
we got to go physically into the room of the old Mission Control.
So you go into the old one, and it's the original seats. They're comfortable, by the way.
For the family members to sit behind the glass. Yeah.
It's really comfortable. But they show you like a little video of the moon landing, and it's on the screen, and it shows you what they were looking at the day of when it happened.
You mean the so-called moon landing?
Yes. By the way, so I am a person that does... slightly believes we went to the moon.
Slightly believes.
And watching that film made me...
more skeptical?
More skeptical it did not happen.
Because it looks all janky and fake?
Well, because I was saying the entire time throughout the whole thing, I was like, I don't think we went to the moon at all. But I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to stir up a bunch of like shit there.
At NASA?
Yeah, at NASA.
Probably not smart.
And other people know more shit about NASA than I do.
Yep.
And I didn't want to try to defend myself without the knowledge or less knowledge than they know, or they know more knowledge than I do. So I didn't want to start shit. I just kept it to myself. I kept it between you and Becca pretty much.
Yep.
But while we were watching the fucking video, I was like, how did they get a picture? How did they get a picture of the capsule going down on the moon? I was like, how do they fucking do that?
Oh, yeah. They already had a camera
there. It's like, how do they have a camera already set down on that thing?
Well, it was the camera on the ship, I think. That was the angle.
Well,
it
was an angle. There was that. But there was also where it was giving like a diagram of it going down.
That's a simulation diagram.
And then I was like,
that's not a real camera.
I know,
though.
But I was making fun of that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how the fuck did they do that?
This is the mission control. It was like one side was the old and then one's the new, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that looks like more shit
is the old.
Is the old one.
Yeah.
Because I remember we had to walk through the other side because the other side was. Wait. Where's the walkway? Can you turn it?
This is the walkway that we came
turn
in.
Turn it.
We came in this way.
Yeah. So the left side was the old mission control.
And then the new one.
And
then
the new
here.
One's to the right.
Yeah. But they're connected.
But yeah. But it was really cool to see it. And then they have a bunch of patches that they used for every single launch that they did. And they're all unique to everybody.
Yeah.
Or the actual Apollos and Geminis and Columbus and whatever. but also, there are more astronauts than there is flight directors.
Yeah, we learned about flight directors and what
and
that role
each
is.
Flight director gets a color.
Yeah.
And now they're on letters or something.
Because there's too many colors.
There's too many colors.
Or too many people.
There's
now.
Too many, yeah. Where if once they retire that color. So like when you see some like a flight director wearing a certain like back in the late days, wearing a certain color, they wore it because it was their color. I don't know.
I don't remember why though.
I don't remember why either. But there's also another one where they were telling us a story about flowers. There's an anonymous person that would
from
always
Canada,
from
a lady
Canada.
From Canada who would like send flowers before every mission
for
every launch.
They found out that it was a lady, but they didn't find out who it was.
Some anonymous lady.
But there was a superstition that they every time that the you know the president would say we need to launch, the flight director could say no to the president.
Yeah, the flight director gets the ultimate say in the building
because of something that happened. I don't remember.
Because of the, like the shuttle accidents, I think something.
I
like
think
that.
So, yeah. Something along those lines, where he was saying, but they wouldn't launch anything without those flowers. But what they would say to the president would be, "Oh yeah, we're running tests." But once those flowers came in, like say they came in like 10 minutes later, be like, "Oh, never mind, those tests were fine. We're going to shoot today." That's what they would say.
But they had to have the flowers.
But they had to have the flowers. Yeah. But there was like a lot of like cool nostalgia. Stuff in that room that I would have never thought of.
I think the coolest part was we got to sit. We didn't get to go in the new one, but for the new mission control where they currently were using it, we got to sit in the place behind the glass where all like the families would sit and like watch people working in mission control currently with the seeing the screens like live of real astronauts live on.
Well, yeah, because we were watching them live. We watched
through the glass.
We watched everybody working down there live. And there was the astronauts up there in the space center were
station.
Like, yeah,
space center,
whatever. We're doing like, either they were teaching something or
they were presenting some class.
Yeah. Something.
Two chick astronauts. But then they told us what all the jobs were of the different.
Yeah. The cool desks. Thing was, I thought is that like going into mission control was
so
dope.
So cool.
Because
dude.
It's a 4-door locked keypad thing. So you had a badge and then type in a keypad and then the doors would unlock. There's 4 of them. But going in through it was dope. I got to sit in the elevator with Rob. He was cool.
Yeah.
I beat you guys up the stairs though. Oh yeah, we were upstairs.
Mission control's on the top floor. That's why.
Yeah, so everybody that's in that room.
Hold on out. Because he said it's a live feed.
Yeah, it's a live feed.
That's what I'm
it's
gonna,
a
I was gonna
live
go
feed.
Check
24/7 and 365.
Oh, wait. What did it say? As of 29 October, the NASA mission control feed is not available?
What?
That's just today.
That's today.
Why?
Oh, it's saying as of. It's just they don't know. Oh, an ad.
Possibly 5 to 10 to 15.
Is that an upcoming events?
Oh, I think they're doing maintenance because it looks like it says Wednesday, November 1st, 6 a.m. coverage.
What the fuck?
Because the old guy was saying, how do I watch this when I get bored?
And he said the feed is live, but it's like literally today it's not live?
No, go to NASA TV.
Wait, I bet it's like a live feed on here.
Maybe. But he was, yeah, so there's another guy that was telling us all about it. There's only like four
people. Yeah, look. NASA.
There's only four people that could speak at a given time. Yeah, it's down.
Oh, shit.
It's down.
That's interesting. We caught it.
So in that room, there's only five people, maybe.
Capcom and the doctors.
The Capcom.
And the doctors.
Mom and dad and the surgeon.
Yeah.
Are the only people that can talk.
To the astronauts.
To the astronauts at a
Correct.
Given time.
Correct.
So mom and dad are...
Capcom.
No, Capcom's the two astronauts.
Yeah, which are mom and dad.
No.
Oh, mom and dad are the schedulers.
Mom and dad are the schedulers.
Yeah, that's right. Capcom is the people who talk.
Yeah, so there's a guy that sits there, or either mom and dad. They schedule their eight-hour day. So the astronauts up in the Space Center, Space Station, work 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and they check on the scheduler, which is either mom or dad. They have their day set out.
Very strict.
5 minutes.
Yeah,
every 5 minute and 5 minute increments.
Yeah.
It used to be 1 minute, but now it's just 3 minutes because they found out that they can't work them that hard.
Yeah, they went on strike.
They went on strike in the space.
They just turned off their comms and went dark for a day.
Yeah,
for vacation.
Yep. Yeah. So, but it was really cool to see, and I think the spaceship or whatever the fuck it's called, the ISS. I'm just say ISS because that's what it is.
International Space Station live. Live
like
feed.
Like goes around the planet like
every 90 minutes,
16 times a day.
Every 90 minutes. It's hauling ass, brother.
Yeah. So
dope.
The tour was the best part.
Correct.
Everything else was shit.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Everything else was shit.
We went for the tour.
Because if you pay like the $45 to get inside,
yeah,
just a general admission. Oh, actually seeing the Saturn rocket was pretty cool too. Yeah. We don't need to talk about that. It's fucking large. While we were talking about that too, like we were going down the other side, which was supposed to be, we're supposed to work the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, no, we did it the right way, I think. Because it
went
from
it
one.
Matters.
Anyways, it went from one to whatever it was. We were talking about all the people that don't make any sense because there's only like three astronauts, maybe more astronauts if you know them, but there's only two astronauts that you know of very well, and the other ones you don't really know.
Yeah, because they're not the famous ones.
There's three of them, but there's only two of them that they talk about.
Shout out to Michael Collins. I don't know who the fuck you care about. I care about Michael Collins. It's my boy.
Michael Collins is the homie.
He's my favorite astronaut. I don't know about the other fucking losers.
Who's Michael Collins?
He's the driver.
Is that the guy that drove him home?
Michael Collins is the driver.
Then you had Buzz, and then you had...
fuck Buzz.
What's the other guy? Armstrong? Neil?
Yeah.
Buzz and Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves.
Fuck them. They never landed.
they never landed on that
Hell
thing.
Hell yeah.
It was all staged.
Yep. And then the next morning, Terry woke up at 2 a.m., and he's sad and tired and crying. And that was it.
And then after we were done with that, went back to the hotel, got some banging-ass Mexican food.
Talking to a lady who didn't speak English. Correct. I was telling them yesterday, I was like, yeah, we got some banging Mexican food, but like they didn't speak any English.
And then went to the airport, got to the airport, dropped off our shit. I got fondled.
Oh, yeah. Terry got fondled on the way back.
And then
payback.
So while we're going through security, I took off my watch, put it in a bin, then forgot to take my shoes off right before I was going into the thing. And then I got fondled the same way Mike got fondled.
They haven't used
bins. the same way that Mike got fondled, I got fondled. And then...
My bag got searched.
His bag got searched.
For some fucking reason.
For sharp objects.
No.
No, it's for a sharp object.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
Because she asked.
She did?
Yeah.
She asked, do you have any sharp objects in here?
She was looking through, like, your... The main top of your thing for a sharp object. That's what she asked it.
Oh, I don't remember her asking that.
Yeah, that's what she asked. She's like, do you have any sharp objects in here?
Oh.
Because that's what she's looking for.
She didn't find any because I don't have any.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck she was doing.
And so while this is happening, I'm like, there's something wrong. I'm missing something. And I checked my wrist.
You lost your watch.
I lost my watch.
You left it.
And so I went back and I was like, hey, have you seen an Apple Watch? She goes, an Apple Watch? And I was like, yeah, an Apple Watch.
an Apple Watch.
I was like, it has like a sports band. It's green. It's black. It has like an orange hue to it, kind of in it.
Little one stripe or two stripes.
Yeah. And she's like, no. And I was like, okay.
No.
And then the guy that fondled me goes, an Apple Watch? And I go, yeah, that's my Apple Watch. And he goes, an Apple Watch? And I go, yeah, that's my Apple Watch. And I grabbed it from him and I just walked away from him. I was like, you can go fuck yourself. And then we went home.
They haven't used bins.
Yeah.
Then we went home.
That was like the moral of the whole trip was like the bins.
They haven't used bins.
I think it was a great trip overall. I know that this whole episode was about the trip.
We got a lot.
You can save those.
I know.
For
it was like a one. Very, what I liked about it is we packed a lot of activities into a small trip. It was really cool. We got like, we didn't go out very long, but we hit so many things.
Yeah.
Alamo, cool restaurants, Riverwalk, fucking whiskey place, the race, multiple days.
Like went the things
down to the lake. Like we hit so many like
the things that we wanted to do, things. We did them.
Yeah.
But in that
crammed everything.
Like every day had something that we were doing. But exactly. it was overall a fun trip. And if I had to recommend going to an F1 race in cities in Texas, well, I've only been to three of them.
I would say go to a different race.
I would go to a different race. Because
that race was so fucking busy. Not that another one wouldn't be, but it was very busy.
Yeah. But if I had to rate...
If I had to recommend one city to visit, just for the city, San Antonio.
I would recommend San Antonio. Super cool. It's really cool. Yeah.
And it's not as busy.
I would go San Antonio and then probably
Austin
and then Houston.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't like Houston because it's too fucking busy. They have
and
like
big.
9-lane highways. Well,
the one thing I was saying to my dad, but... though, is like maybe if you were like staying at a hotel in downtown Houston and we're just walking around that area, maybe it'd be cooler.
Maybe,
but I don't know.
But everything that's in between, like the Buc-ee's, the food places that we went to, none of it was bad. None of it was
no, it was all
terrible.
Dope.
Besides P. Terry's,
yeah, that was a mistake.
That was a mistake on our part.
Don't go to P. Terry's.
It's not great.
Shit, fast food.
It's like very peppery,
gross
burgers. But nonetheless, like it was a good trip overall. It was a really exciting trip. Yeah. Like I would go to more F1 races. Probably not in the U.S. Maybe Miami. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was an exciting vacation and it, you know, a memory I won't forget for a while. So,
and it was like nice to just be us with like backpacks and a little car. Like we could like, there was no waiting. We were always like able to move easily and quickly. And that was cool too.
And
unless I had to shit, which we had to wait for. Shout out.
But yeah, it was good. It was fun. I know that we kind of just jammed this all into 2 hours and try to let you guys know what, you know, our lives, what's going on and everything. And
shout out to our lives.
But if you're ever in the Texas area and you're not from Texas, go to a fucking Buc-ee's. Your mind would be lost.
If you're a northerner, go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're about to experience. Go to Texas, pay a little bit for gas. Oh, yeah. All right. That's it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you, and we will see you on the next one.
Dope ass trip.
Later,
100%
You guys have a good day, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.